began with one journalist fighting three incurable diseases and raising two young children on her own. Launching a positive news newspaper in January 1997. Over the years, the spirit-driven project survived, transformed, and eventually thrived. And now, in 2012 and beyond, NewsForTheSoul.com is continuing to bring truly life-changing talk radio to the entire world. Here's your host and founder of News for the Soul Broadcasting, Nicole Whitney.
We'll be back with more life-changing talk radio in a moment. Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world. And thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free all of the time for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show. It's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Yep, I'm here. In case you were wondering, we are live. Happy Monday. I'm Nicole Whitney. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And that was a mouthful for me to say this morning for some reason. But we are here with starting out the right way. My perfect to start out the week. EFT Wizard Brad Yates, we're going to open the lines should you feel the need to clear anything so that you can have an awesome week. And I know we've all got stuff to clear. This is the time to call in, 646-595-4274. After that, a surprise from the archives, and then reopening the lines, intuitive, powerful intuitive readings. Carrie O'Connor, it's all happening today and more, yay. And right now, BradYates.net is where he lives online. The program we created together, which is receiving awesome reviews, lovebeyondbelief.com, and he's here now. Brad, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Nicole. How are you?
I think I'm well. Not quite fully in body yet. It's, I've had a weird thing in the last week where just getting up has been really tough. I'm just exhausted till noon every day. I don't know. I just want to stay asleep.
You've been partying late, haven't you? I know you.
Perhaps a little tiny bit. And as my voice falters again there. Yes, I have. But it's been fun.
Good for you.
What's new?
What's new? I'm on vacation. Or I will be in 1 hour.
In 1 hour. I am so glad that the last hour of non-vacation time is spent here. This is
like
epic.
Vacation for me. I mean, I have so much fun doing this show, so.
Yay.
The fam is all off of school, and my wife works at a school, so everybody's on break, and I'm just going to have a relaxing week.
What does professional clown and EFT wizard Brad Yates do on his time off?
Well, it depends.
I bet it
right
does.
Now, I think we're going to do some spring cleaning. We're looking at doing some landscaping. So, you know, and then go
spring
and spend some time with family.
These are not the things I was expecting you to say.
No, well, we were going to, you know, we're going to go away, but then we thought we're going to go away the later part of the week and do some fun stuff. But, you know, kicking back and spending some time around the house and stuff like that.
So we're clearing energetic crap here, and you're going to be clearing crap out of the yard.
Exactly.
And this is your vacation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. See, I'm, you know, fortunately, I love my work so much that it's always like vacation. So.
Well, there you go. That is true. And I can relate full on, as can anyone who's, you know, following their purpose and going along. I just, yeah, when people say when I work or my business, I kind of blank out and go, what business?
Right.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Work?
What? I literally don't know what they mean for, you know, several minutes.
What is this word you are using, work? I do not know the meaning of this word.
And wouldn't it be a nice world if we all were in that same space?
You find a job. What's the expression? Find a job you love, and you'll never work another day in your life.
Mm.
You know,
that just sounds lovely.
It is lovely. It is lovely, and it's, you know, but it's so far removed from what so many folks have been raised to think. It's like, you know, well, you can't make money doing what you enjoy, and you've got to get this kind of job, and you know, give up on your dreams. And the people who say these are well-meaning people. They're not. No one is like, I know how to mess up my kids. I'll tell them never to do what they love to do. Not at all. People are convinced that this is, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be, and I'm going to raise my kids to live the right way so that they have, you know, the best life possible, as I understand the best life possible, which is you get a steady paycheck and you do the best you can, and, you know, those ideas of greatness and joy and abundance or whatever it might be, yeah, that's for other people. Those are the people that we get to read about in the magazines. It's like, no! So.
We may have a theme today, bursting out of our spontaneous conversation, but before we go to those lines and find out for sure, why don't you do the elevator speech about the ever-changing elevator speech.
And dinner with my in-laws last night.
It's not like a farewell speech, but, you know, we're working on it.
Yeah, I was having dinner with my in-laws last night, and my mother-in-law saying, so how do you explain what you do? Because she was trying to explain to a friend of hers what her son-in-law does. You know, I'm so sorry that she can't say, oh, well, he's a doctor or something. But, no, well, he taps on his face. So why do we tap on our face? Well, let's see. Thousands of years ago, they came up with this thing in Chinese medicine where recognize that there's a flow of energy through the body along pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing well, we experience our natural state of well-being. And when this energy is disrupted, we experience illness. So in acupuncture, stick needles in the key point to balance out the flow of energy. A psychologist named Roger Callahan discovered that by tapping with fingers on these key points, we could also balance out the energy, and not only are there physical benefits, but emotional disruption, emotional discomfort is likewise caused by this disruption in the energy system. So when we're feeling stressed and experiencing uncomfortable feelings, by tapping on these points around the face and the torso, we clear that out and we restore ourselves to our natural state of feeling good. And then recent research has also discovered that at the same time, while we're tapping these key points, we are also lowering the levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which means that tapping on your face, as silly as it may look to some, it is perhaps the quickest and simplest form of stress relief. And no need to take a drug, and you can do it pretty much anywhere, and it calms you down real quick. So, and then in terms of other things, it's, you know, we're looking to make positive changes in our lives. The when we're sort of resistant to change naturally as human beings. So there's that stress that comes up when we start thinking about making changes, making a sales call, calling someone for a date, changing our diet, exercising. All of these things, they look good on paper, but to part of our mind, it's like, ooh, that would mean change. Change isn't good. And stress starts happening. So as we do the tapping, we lower that stress, and we find we have the freedom then to make positive choices and take positive action and make positive changes in our lives. And that's the version of the elevator speech for today.
See how long that elevator ride was?
All the way to the top floor, baby.
Fantastic speech. That's beautiful. I love it. Well,
I love it. I'll remember that so that when someone says, well, so what's your elevator speech? It's like, I don't know, how many floors are you going up?
All right, here we go. This is it. You know, less talking, more demonstrating. You'll get the hang of it as we go. So 215, lucky you. You get a free EFT session with the EFT wizard, Brad Yates. I always have to go into epic voice when I say that part. Who are you and where are you calling from? 215. Area code 215.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I'm calling from Glenside, Pennsylvania.
Neat. What's your first name?
Carol.
Hello,
Carol.
Carol.
How are you doing today?
In the process of change. I need this.
Where in what part of Pennsylvania is
Glenside? Where I am is a stone's throw outside of the northwest part of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can see Philadelphia from my porch. He's afraid.
See your brotherly love, just over the horizon.
Yep.
So, all right. So, what's going on for you?
Well, I'm got canned at one job and applying for some others, and that's anxiety producing. Anything I can do to reduce anxiety so I can write good resumes and letters and go to interviews would be useful.
All right. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And allow yourself to get in touch with where that anxiety is showing up, what part of your body it is, on a scale of 0 to 10. And ask yourself, what am I most afraid of? What is the anxiety mostly about?
Do you want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. running out of money to pay my bills?
Okay. Okay. So, and where, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much anxiety is coming up?
5, 6.
Okay. Where in your body do you feel that most?
My stomach and my throat.
Okay. And you're willing to let that go, yes?
Absolutely.
Good answer. Okay, and the caveat we always need to give on the show is, if you, for anyone listening, if you choose to tap, you must take full responsibility for your own well-being. Thank you for doing so. So tap in the side of the hand. Even though I have all this anxiety. And Carol, if you need to go ahead and repeat what I say out loud.
I'm sorry. Tap on the side of my hand even though I have all this anxiety.
Okay. Now, have you done EFT before?
A long time ago.
Okay. But you know where the points are when I say them.
Well, no, I'm looking at the diagram on my computer.
Excellent. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so for anyone who's not sure of the points, if you look at go to tappingforthesoul.com, that's got a picture of the tapping points. So side of the hand, even though I have this anxiety.
Even though I have this anxiety.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though I have this anxiety.
Even though I have this anxiety.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I have this anxiety.
Even though I have this anxiety.
Because I have a lot of things to worry about.
I have a lot of things to worry about. Do you want to know?
There are money. There are money issues.
There are money issues.
There's the issue of getting a new job.
There's the issue of getting a new job.
Trying to impress people.
Trying to impress people.
Not making a fool of myself.
Not making a fool of myself.
I have so many things to worry about right now.
I have so many things to worry about right now.
And even though I have all this anxiety.
Even though I have all this anxiety.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who might contribute to this anxiety.
Who might contribute to this anxiety.
Eyebrow point. All this anxiety.
I what all this anxiety?
No, I'm sorry. Tap in the eyebrow point.
Oh.
And then say all this anxiety.
Okay. Between the eyebrows. All right. Yep. Doing
okay.
That.
Okay, so tap that point and then say all this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
Tap in the side of the eye. All this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
Under the eye. All this fear.
All this fear.
Under the nose. All this fear of running out of money.
All this fear of running out of money.
On the mouth. All this fear.
You mean under the nose?
No, under this one is now under the mouth, the chin point.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
All this anxiety, all this fear.
Collarbone. I don't know where the money's going to come from.
Hollow bone. Where? Oh, you
mean right where
the
two collarbones come together, and if you make a fist and tap right over the collarbone.
I didn't know your terminology. I didn't hear the collar part.
Oh, sorry.
My bad. I'm doing
me.
It. Sorry. All this anxiety, all this fear.
Under the arm.
Okay.
I don't know where the money's coming from.
I don't know where the money's coming from.
Top of the head. And so I'm worried.
I'm worried.
And back to the eyebrow point. I'm not sure what the worry's going to help with.
I'm not sure what the worry's going to help with.
Side of the eye. I can't pay my bills with anxiety.
I can't pay my bills with anxiety.
Out of the eye. If I don't have money to pay for food.
If I don't have money to pay for food.
Out of the nose. Anxiety won't make me less hungry.
Anxiety won't make me less hungry.
Out of the mouth. I can't feed on anxiety.
I can't feed on anxiety.
Collarbone. So I choose to let the anxiety go.
I choose to let the anxiety go.
Under the arm. Choose to release it at a cellular level.
I choose to release it at a cellular level.
Top of the head, releasing it from my throat.
I've released it from my throat.
eyebrow point. I'm releasing it from my chest.
I'm releasing it from my chest?
Side of the eye. Releasing it from every fiber of my being.
I'm releasing it from every fiber of my being.
Out of the eye. And I'm releasing it all the way back from my past.
And I'm releasing it all the way back from my past.
Under the nose. All these times in my life.
All these times in my life.
On and off where I worried about things.
On and off when I'm worried about things.
Collarbone. All these times that I've felt anxiety.
All these times when I've felt anxiety.
Under the arm. And as I look back at those times.
As I look back at those times.
Top of the head. The anxiety never really helped.
The anxiety never really helped.
Eyebrow point. Somehow I always got through it.
Somehow I always got through it.
Side of the eye. Every challenge I've had in the past.
Every challenge I've had in the past.
Under the eye. Somehow I resolved it.
Somehow I resolved it.
Under the nose. And I never look at any of those times.
And I never look at any of those times.
Under the mouth. And say to myself.
And say to myself.
Cobblin, it's a good thing I got anxious.
It's a good thing I got anxious.
Under the arm. That really solved it for me.
That really solved it for me.
Top of it. Good old anxiety to the rescue.
Good old anxiety to the rescue.
Eyebrow point. Anxiety has never saved me.
Anxiety has never saved me.
Side of the eye. I just learned to feel it.
I just learned to feel it.
Under the eye. I was taught to feel it.
I was taught to feel it.
Under the nose. I saw a lot of other people get anxious.
Saw a lot of other people get anxious.
Under the mouth. And I decided.
And I decided.
Collarbone. That must be what people do.
That must be what people do.
Under the arm. So I learned to get anxious.
So I learned to get anxious.
Top of the head. I learned to worry.
I learned to worry.
Eyebrow point. And there are so many other things I could do.
And there are so many other things I could do.
Side of the eye. I got to get busy finding a job.
I got to get busy finding a job.
Out of the eye. Anxiety doesn't help me with that.
Anxiety doesn't help me with that.
Out of the nose. And I appreciate that part of me.
And I appreciate that part of me.
Out of the mouth. Under the mouth. That's bringing that fear up.
It's bringing that fear up.
Collarbone. With an attempt to help me.
With an attempt to help me.
Under the arm. Part of me thinks it helps.
Part of me thinks it helps.
Top of the head. But it's not helping.
But it's not helping.
Eyebrow point. I have things to do.
I have things to do.
Side of the eye. It's just like... If I'm running low on milk.
It's just like if I'm running low on milk.
Under the eye. I don't get anxious about that.
I don't get anxious about that.
Under the nose. Because anxiety is not going to fill the milk carton.
Because anxiety is not going to fill the milk carton.
Under the mouth. I go to the store and I get more.
I go to the store and I get more, yeah.
Collarbone. Anxiety wouldn't help me get more milk.
Anxiety wouldn't help me get more milk.
Under the arm. The cashier at the grocery store.
The cashier at the grocery store.
Top of the head. Isn't going to say to me.
Isn't going to say to me.
Eyebrow point. I'm sorry, Carol.
I'm sorry, Carol.
Side of the eye. You don't appear anxious enough.
Okay.
Under the eye.
I'm
letting...
Enough. I'm sorry. Trying to follow the tapping points. Listen to what you're doing. Anyway, doing this is tough.
Under the eye. I'm letting this anxiety go.
I'm letting this anxiety go.
Under the nose. There are things for me to do.
There are things for me to do.
Under the mouth. And I choose to remember.
And I choose to remember.
Collarbone. I've been through challenges in the past.
I've been through challenges in the past.
Under the arm. And I've always come through them.
And I've always come through them.
Top of the head. This job that I just lost.
This job that I just lost.
Eyebrow point. I wasn't born with that job.
I wasn't born with that job.
Side of the eye. I got that job.
I got that job.
on AI. I have experience getting jobs.
I have experience getting jobs.
On the nose. I'll get another one.
I'll get another one.
On the mouth. There are lots of ways.
There are lots of ways.
Collarbone, for me to attract money into my life.
For me to attract money into my life.
On the arm. I've always managed to do so.
I've always managed to do so.
Top of the head. I choose to have faith in myself.
I choose to have faith in myself.
Eyebrow point. Things are going to work out.
Things are going to work out.
Side of the eye. So I'm taking care of business now.
So I'm taking care of business now.
Under the eye. I'm doing what's in front of me.
I'm doing what's in front of me.
Under the nose. I'm getting it done.
I'm getting it done.
Out of the mouth. And I choose to do so in a relaxed way.
And I choose to do so in a relaxed way.
Collarbone, I choose to feel good.
I choose to feel good.
Out of the arm, and I deserve to feel good.
And I deserve to feel good.
Top of head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Check in with your throat and your chest. And if the anxiety was at a 5 before, what does it feel like right now?
About 1. I'm good.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That was cool.
That was very cool. Thank you so much.
And that's, you know, that's the thing is that we, when we can allow ourselves to recognize, okay, you know, it's simply I have this is just another situation to deal with. Like I'm running low on milk. What do I do about it? I go and I go get more and, you know, okay, oh, I'm running low on funds. I've got to get a job. Okay. I apply. I go and I do what I can do and the opportunities are out there.
All right. Well, we're in the unique position of being able to take more than one call during the first hour. This is exciting. Let's go to, wow, we've got lots. 417. Area code 417. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Randy in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, Randy.
Randy.
Hey, Brad.
What's up today?
Well, I think quite some time ago I was all excited about building a website.
Mm-hmm.
And you even shared that you thought I ought to do one little thing. And anyway, I got sidetracked with some softwares that didn't pan out and really created more headache than anything. And during all this time, I've had immense health issues, 6 surgeries. I get through all that, and then I recently acquired, pneumonia, infections in bladder, kidney, urine tract that got in the blood, broke a rib when I finally fell out, not even knowing I had all that.
Mm.
And finally, here of recent, I had acquired a coach that helped me deal with my website. And I was noticing, once again, no help, but or return of calls or anything. And I sent an email this morning, but lo and behold, it looks like something may transpire with it all. And with all I've been through, I don't know, I'm not sure what the lady's issue was, lost a job and anxiety ridden. Hey, you know, so many things have gone so right, and I've gotten everything I want. I'm a great manifester, but with the other side of the totem pole, it's like a big, I'm ripped in the center. I feel like I got Tourette's sometimes. Are you understanding where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath, Randy.
Yes.
Allow yourself to be aware of what you're feeling right now. And maybe it's that that expression you just used, ripped in the center.
Yeah.
A scale of 0 to 10, how strong is that feeling?
It's a good 9er.
Okay. It's just, you know, I'm rather than doing more talking, we're just going to go ahead and I'm going to see what comes up here. So side of the hand. Even though I feel ripped in the center.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
Things keep coming up.
Things keep coming up.
To get in my way.
Get in my way.
To knock me down.
Down.
And while many things have worked out for me.
While many things have worked out for me.
So many things seem blocked.
So many things seem blocked.
And even though I feel ripped in the center.
Even though I feel ripped in the center.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else who might be involved in this.
Might be involved in this.
Eyebrow point. I feel ripped in the center.
I feel ripped in the center.
Side eye. I feel ripped in the center.
I feel ripped in the center.
Under the eye. Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Under the nose. There are these two parts of me.
Two parts of me.
Onto the mouth. One that's a great manifester.
One, it's a great manifester.
Collarbone. Attracts wonderful things into my life.
Things in my life.
Onto the arm. And then there's this other part of me.
Other part of me.
Top of the head that is so resistant.
So resistant.
Eyebrow point. It's also a powerful manifester.
Also a powerful manifester.
Sorry, I just don't like what it's attracting.
I don't like it what it's attracting. One
out of the eye. Those things that it attracts.
Things that it attracts.
Out of the nose are really painful.
Really painful.
Out of the mouth. This part of me keeps choosing suffering.
Part of me. Keeps choosing suffering.
Collarbone. And why would it do that?
Why would it do that?
Under the arm. Given that part of me can manifest good things.
Part of me that can manifest good things.
Top of the head. Why is the other half so resistant?
Why is the other half so resistant?
Eyebrow point. What am I afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Side of the eye. What would be the negative consequence?
What would be the negative consequence?
Onto the eye. Of manifesting a lot more good.
Manifesting a lot more good.
Onto the nose. Allowing my website to be up and running.
Allowing my website to be up and running.
Onto the mouth. Allowing me to provide service through it.
Allowing me to provide service through it.
Collarbone. Allowing me to attract more abundance.
Attract more abundance.
Under the arm. Part of me is all for it.
Part of me is all for it.
Top of it. Part of me is all against it.
Part of me is all against it.
Eyebrow point, and I'm ripped down the center.
Ripped down the center.
Side of the eye. All this internal conflict.
All this internal conflict.
Under the eye. All this internal battle.
All this internal battle.
Under the nose. What am I so afraid of?
What am I so afraid of?
Under the mouth. I choose to clear this fear.
Clear this fear.
Collarbone. Clearing it at a cellular level.
Clearing it at a cellular level.
Under the arm. Clearing it all the way back through my past.
One more time, please.
Clearing it all the way back through my past.
Clearing it all the way back through my past.
Top of the head. All those times in my life.
All those times in my life.
Eyebrow point. Where I felt conflicted.
Where I felt conflicted.
Side of the eye. Maybe I was getting advice from different people.
Maybe podcast, you're getting advice from different people.
Under the eye. Some saying go for it.
And you go for it.
On the nose. And some saying hold back.
Some saying hold back.
Under the mouth. And I don't want to upset anyone.
Upset anyone.
Collarbone. Who am I afraid that I'll upset?
Afraid that I'll upset.
Under the arm. If I felt really healthy.
I felt really healthy.
Top of the head. Had plenty of energy.
Had plenty of energy.
Eyebrow point. Plenty of technical support.
Plenty of technical support.
Side of the eye. And got my website up and running.
Got up and running.
On the eye. And I was getting, and I was attracting more success.
Attracting more success.
Onto the nose. Who might be bothered by that?
Who might be bothered by that?
Onto the mouth. Who wouldn't feel safe with that?
Who wouldn't feel safe with that?
Collarbone. And why wouldn't I feel safe?
Why wouldn't I feel safe?
Onto the arm. Maybe some part of me.
Part of me.
Top of the head has been trying to trip me up.
Trying to trip me up.
Eyebrow point. In order to keep me safe.
Safe.
Side of the eye. Based on some old programming.
Based on some old programming.
Onto the eye. One side of me is excited about ideas.
One side is excited about ideas.
On the nose. And the other side says.
The other side says.
On the mouth. Oh, Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Called on. That would not be good.
That would not be good.
Under the arm. And you can think about it.
You can think about it.
Top of the head. But in the meantime, we're going to have some pneumonia.
In the meantime, we're going to have some pneumonia.
Eyebrow point, just to make sure you don't move forward.
Just so you don't move forward.
Side eye. Part of me is excited about possibilities.
Part of me is excited about possibilities.
On AI. Part of me is terrified of them.
Part of me is terrified about them.
On to the nose, and I'm ripped down the middle.
Down the middle.
On to the mouth, and I'm healing that rip. Collarbone. I'm healing that part of me.
Healing that part of me.
Under the arm that has been so afraid. Top of the head. I acknowledge the fear.
I can acknowledge the fear.
Eyebrow point. And I'm allowing that half of me to see.
I'm allowing that, let me see.
That half of me to see.
Half of me.
Side of the eye. That it's okay for me to be healthy.
It's okay for me to be healthy.
It's okay for me to succeed.
Okay for me to succeed.
On a mouth, I'm saying to that part of me.
Saying to that part of me.
On a mouth, you are really powerful.
You are really powerful.
Collarbone, and I know that you love me.
Love me.
On the arm, we can make better use of your power.
We can make much better use of your power.
Top of the head. I'm reintroducing that half of me.
Half of me.
Eyebrow point. To the other half.
To the other half.
Side of the eye. You two really ought to work together.
You two ought to really work together.
Under the eye. We could do so much good. Under the nose. And so I'm healing. Under the mouth, allowing myself to reconnect. Collarbone, reconnecting these halves of me. Under the arm, allowing myself to heal at the middle. Top of the head, in body, mind, and spirit. And take a deep breath. think we may have lost Randy.
Well, it's Randy, are you there? His line's still there. Wow, EFT are down. His line's still there and on. Jesus.
Okay.
Randy, are you okay? Where'd he go? I don't think we've ever lost anyone mid-round and their line's still alive.
No.
Randy,
well,
if you can hear us, we can't hear you.
Yeah, he'd put us on speakerphone and it was getting fainter and fainter. So.
Okay.
There may be an issue with the microphone.
We can't hear you, Randy. I'm going to leave his line open just so we know that he's okay when he pops back on there.
All right.
Okay. It's an unusual day today.
It is.
We've got another caller. Would you like to move on, Brett?
Sure. No, let's keep...
518. Sorry, what were you going to say, Brett?
I was saying let's keep on rolling.
Okay, rolling forward, 518. You are now up live with the amazing EFT Wizard Brad Yates on News for the Soul. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name's Rosemary, and I'm from Rainbow Lake, New York.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Hi. I'm having a hard time. I've been deeply hurt by someone that I've loved very much, and I've been having problems with that. I've been in counseling about that for some time, and I've also tried energy work with that. And I thought that I was doing well with that until I saw that person again today when I was driving, and I'm just so deeply hurt at my heart right now. I just feel like I was right back to where I was at the beginning.
Okay.
So
close your eyes. Take a deep breath. On a scale of 0 to 10, how strong does that hurt feel at the moment?
9.
Okay. Where do you feel it most?
Right in the center of my chest.
Okay. And from this this breakup, what is the message? What do you feel it says about you? In that pain that's in your heart right there, what is the message that you feel it says about you?
It says that I was foolish to trust this person and to help this person.
All right. Side of the hand.
Okay. Even though I was such a fool.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I was such a fool.
Even though I was such a fool.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I was such a fool.
Even though I was such a fool.
To be taken in by this person.
To be taken in by this person.
To trust this person.
To trust this person.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
And when I see this person.
And when I see this person.
It is such a slap in the face.
It is such a slap in the face.
And I feel stupid all over again.
And I feel stupid all over again.
And even though I believe I was such a fool.
And even though I believed I was such a fool.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely
love and honor.
Love and honor.
And accept and forgive myself.
And accept and forgive myself.
And maybe at some point.
And maybe at some point.
I'll even be able to do that for this person.
I would even be able to do that for this person.
He's doing the best he can.
He's doing the best he can.
Which isn't nearly good enough for my taste.
Which isn't nearly good enough for my taste.
Eyebrow point. I feel like such a fool.
I feel like such a fool.
Sadia, I feel like such a fool.
I feel like such a fool.
Anna, I can't believe I trusted him.
I can't believe I trusted him.
Anna, I feel like such an idiot.
I feel like such an idiot.
Anna, I thought I was doing the right thing.
I thought I was doing the right thing.
Collarbone, I was trying to be a good person.
I was trying to be a good person.
Out of the arm, I was trying to help.
I was trying to help.
Top of the head, and this is the thanks I get.
And this is the thanks that I get.
Eyebrow point, and I feel so stupid.
And I feel so stupid.
Sadia, and I thought I was feeling better.
And I thought I was feeling better.
Under the eye, and then I saw him.
And then I saw him.
Honest. And I remembered what a fool I am.
And then I remembered what a fool I am.
Under the mouth. All these feelings about myself.
All these feelings about myself?
Collarbone. And I have some nasty feelings about him.
And I have some nasty feelings about him.
Under the arm. But I really feel bad about myself.
But I really feel bad about myself.
Top of the head. I should have seen what a jerk he was.
I should have seen what a jerk he was.
Eyebrow point. I should have known better.
I should have known better.
Side of the eye. And I've made mistakes in the past.
I've made mistakes in the past.
Out of the eye. And I wish I'd learned more from them.
And I wish I'd learned more from them.
Out of the nose. Although I always learn something.
Although I always learn something.
Under the mouth. And sometimes what I learn.
And sometimes what I learn.
Collarbone. Isn't the real message.
Isn't the real message.
Under the arm. I'm getting some messages right now.
I'm getting some messages right now.
Top of the head. Like don't trust anyone.
Like don't trust anyone.
Eyebrow point. Especially not yourself.
Especially not yourself.
Side of the eye, because you can't be trusted to make a good decision.
Because you can't be trusted to make a good decision.
Under the eye. And that's painful.
And that's very painful.
Under the nose. It's also not true.
It's also not true.
Under the mouth. I may have made a mistake.
I may have made a mistake.
Collarbone. Because I'm human.
Because I'm human.
Under the arm. I've yet to meet anyone.
I've yet to meet anyone.
Top of that, who's done everything right throughout their life.
Who's done everything right throughout their life.
Eyebrow point. Who's never had a lapse in judgment.
Who's never had a lapse in judgment.
Side of the eye. Who's always clearly seen everything.
Who's always clearly seen everything.
Out of the eye. Such a person doesn't exist.
Such a person doesn't exist.
Out of the nose. I forgive myself for not being such a person.
I forgive myself for not being such a person.
Out of the mouth. If I'm guilty of anything.
If I'm guilty of anything.
Collarbone, it's having too big of a heart.
It's having too big of a heart.
Under the arm. And I'd rather have that.
And I'd rather have that.
Top of the head than have one that's too small.
Than have one that's too small.
Eyebrow point. And having that big of a heart.
And having that big of a heart.
Side of the eye. Makes it an easy target.
Makes it an easy target.
Under the eye. And that can cause pain.
And that can cause pain.
Under the nose, all this pain.
All this pain.
Under the mouth, I choose to clear it.
I choose to clear it.
Collarbone, releasing it at a cellular level.
Releasing it at a cellular level.
I am. And releasing it all the way back through my past.
And releasing it all the way back to my past.
Top of it. Back through all those times in my life.
Back through all those times in my life.
Eyebrow point, where I felt stupid.
Where I felt stupid.
Side of the eye, I am not stupid.
I am not stupid.
Out of the eye, and I'm clearing any belief that I am.
And I'm clearing any belief that I am.
Out of the nose, and I can heal.
And I can heal.
Out of the mouth. While having a bigger heart makes it an easy target.
While having a bigger heart makes it an easy target.
Collarbone. It also means I can heal quickly.
It also means I can heal quickly.
Out of the arm. There's so much love in me.
There's so much love in me.
Top of the head. And love heals everything.
Love heals everything.
Eyebrow point. So I'm aiming some of that love at myself.
So I'm aiming some of that love at myself.
Side of the eye. That part of me.
That part of me.
Out of the eye. That really wants to criticize me.
That really wants to criticize me.
Under the nose. And I even choose to appreciate that part of me.
And I even choose to appreciate that part of me.
I don't know. That part of me that's telling me I'm stupid.
That part of me that's telling me I'm stupid.
Collarbone. It's just trying to protect me.
It's just trying to protect me.
Under the arm. Hoping I won't get hurt again in the future.
Hoping I won't get hurt again in the future.
Top of the head. But if I listen to that part of me.
But if I listen to that part of me.
Eyebrow point. I'll never open my heart to anyone again.
I'll never open my heart to anyone again.
Sorry, I. And that would be painful.
And that would be painful.
Out of the eye. I'm healing.
I'm healing.
Out of the nose. And I'm not stupid.
And I'm not stupid.
Out of mouth. And I'm not a fool.
And I'm not a fool.
Collarbone. And if I had questionable judgment this time around?
And if I had questionable judgment this time around?
Out of the arm. I choose to forgive myself for that.
I choose to forgive myself for that.
Top of the head. So that if I see this person again.
So that if I see this person again.
Eyebrow point. All that reminds me.
All that reminds me.
Savvy eye. Is that I have such a big heart.
Is that I have such a big heart.
Out of the eye. I can look at this person and say.
I can look at this person and say.
I know. There's more proof.
There's more proof.
On a mouth, about what a giver I am.
About what a giver I am.
Collarbone, about how willing I am.
About how willing I am.
On the arm, to go out on a limb.
To go out on a limb.
Top of the head, to be helpful to someone.
To be helpful to someone.
Eyebrow point, even someone who can't appreciate it.
Even someone who can't appreciate it.
Sorry, I. And it's too bad for them.
And it's too bad for them.
On the eye, that they can't appreciate it.
That they can't appreciate it.
On the nose, sucks to be them.
It sucks to be them.
On the mouth. And I'm healing.
And I'm healing.
Collarbone. And I'm allowing myself to feel love again.
And I'm allowing myself to feel love again.
On the arm, especially for myself.
Especially for myself.
Top of the head, I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
Eyebrow point. And this past incident?
And this past incident?
Sorry, I does not prove otherwise.
Does not prove otherwise.
I may have looked at it and thought.
I may have looked at it and thought.
On a nose. Well, there's evidence that I don't deserve love or respect.
Well, there's evidence that I don't deserve love and respect.
On a mouth. But I'm too smart to believe that.
But I'm too smart to believe that.
Collarbone, I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
I am worthy and deserving of love and respect.
Onto the arm, and I'm allowing that to heal me.
And I'm allowing that to heal me.
Top of the head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and check in with your heart. On a 1,009 before with discomfort, does it feel like it shifted?
Oh, yeah. It's about a 1.
Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
This was so helpful.
I'm glad you called in. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
this was very, very helpful.
Awesome. Well, you take care. Keep in touch.
Thanks. Thank you.
All the best. Before you go into the last few minutes there, Brad, I just want to check with Randy and see if he's okay. Randy, are you still there?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just want to make sure.
For some reason, I got another call. I was on two lines with you.
All right.
Well, all is well. So I just wanted to give you guys a chance to complete after that round there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just why we wanted to make sure that you we hadn't brought on some other health issue or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I felt bad not being able to say, "Hey, thanks billions," and I've always really connected with you. The first time I ever saw you on a YouTube, and I really thank you, cool, and appreciated all your time you've acknowledged me.
Thank you, Randy.
You really rock. Yeah. And my pain body went down to 0.05.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Thanks, Randy. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Now, me too.
All right. Brad does rock. Yes, he does. And there we go. Oh, my gosh. We have 5 minutes.
Quickie 5 minutes?
Yes. Well, you have the if you wanted to go a little over, if you're able, we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Cut into my vacation time? Are you kidding? I'd be happy to. Okay, so everybody, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Another deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. A third deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And now just breathing comfortably. Breathing comfortably with your eyes closed, and go ahead and imagine a healing light of whatever color you like surrounding your body, so that with every breath you take in, your lungs comfortably draw in that healing light, allowing it to flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Imagine a healing shower flowing down crystal clear water that's a perfect temperature as it flows over the top of your head, soothing and relaxing your scalp, washing away fear, doubt, anxiety, washing away anger, sadness, guilt, shame. Washing these away to reveal the light that you truly are. Allowing more and more of that light to be revealed as that healing shower flows over your forehead, relaxing the muscles in your face. Flowing down over the back of your head, your neck, your shoulders, washing away tension, leaving your shoulders calm, comfortable, and relaxed. Healing shower flowing down your arms, all the way down over your fingertips, down over your chest and your stomach, soothing and relaxing, healing and cleansing. Allowing yourself to remain comfortably in whatever position you choose, allow that healing shower to flow down over your upper and lower back. And as your torso relaxes, your internal organs comfortably do whatever they need to do to achieve and maintain your optimal level of health and well-being in body, mind, and spirit. That healing shower continues down over your body, down over your hips and your thighs, over your knees, down your lower legs, through your ankles and to your feet. And finally, that relaxation flows over your toes as you allow yourself to relax twice as much, going at least twice as deep with each number as I count backwards, 5, drifting down to 4, floating down to 3, 2, 1, and 0 is deep sleep. Remember that each and every time you hear me say the words deep sleep, with your permission and only with your permission, you allow yourself to return to this depth or even deeper quickly, soundly, deeply, and the physical body relaxes, and with that relaxation comes a wonderful sense of calm well-being, body and mind deeper, deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. And in this calm, comfortable state of mind and body, go ahead and imagine yourself in some beautiful place out in nature. Could be anywhere that you wish. Could be a place that you know, a place that you love, or it could be a place completely of your own imagination. Just imagining some truly beautiful place out in nature that you would love to be. Imagine yourself walking forward in this beautiful place, because you have one direction in life from this moment on, and that is forward into an ever more joyful experience of an ever greater abundance of health, wealth, and happiness, which you so richly deserve. Leaving the past in the past, bringing with you any messages that truly benefit you, any lessons that are truly for your highest good. And the rest of that stuff you just leave in the past and move forward. Taking in the beauty all around, allowing yourself to be present to abundance and magnificence. Recognizing the magnificence of creation and remembering that you are part of that. You are part of this magnificent creation, allowing yourself to truly appreciate yourself. Feeling love and appreciation for all of the magnificence around, all the abundance and beauty, and likewise feeling this same sense of deep appreciation for the magnificence inside of you. Really allowing yourself to know how fantastic you are. And maybe take a moment to look back at how far you've come and recognize that you've come through challenges, all kinds of different challenges, and you're still here and you're still moving forward. Have an appreciation for your ability to overcome challenges. To not just survive, but to thrive. And there's a lot more power where that came from. You are connected to the source of all power. The power to handle whatever comes your way and to turn it into something really enriching. So you can look at the situations in your life right now and allow yourself to know that you're going to make something really wonderful out of it. You're going to come through it. And you're going to be better off on the other side because you have the ability to decide that. Again, looking at the beauty and magnificence all around, taking it in with a sense of love and appreciation and feeling that same love and appreciation for you, for yourself, for who you are, and for the wonderful things that you are attracting into your life. Know that you are growing stronger and healthier. Feeling all these positive feelings as we go even deeper now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 And zero is again deep sleep. In a moment, I'll count you back out from 0 up to 5. 5 will be wide awake, alert, focused, and energetic. Feeling so much better than before. So much greater appreciation for who you are and what you can create. Giving yourself the freedom to create wonderful things in your life, knowing that you are worthy and deserving. Knowing that nothing is too good for you. So allowing yourself to create and manifest and draw into your life more and more wonderful circumstances. Tonight when you choose to go to sleep, don't be surprised when you fall asleep quickly, soundly, deeply, and sleep very well through the night. During the night you'll dream. The more you dream, the stronger you become. I'm going to ask your unconscious mind to allow at least one of your dreams to be a very healing dream. Continuing this healing process in body, mind, and spirit so that in the morning, at the time you've chosen to wake up easily, feeling refreshed, energetic, and ready to start the day again, powerfully moving forward into that ever more joyful experience of an ever greater abundance of health, wealth, and happiness which you so richly deserve. Now I go back down to 0, which is always deep sleep, allowing your mind, body, and spirit to digest all these positive thoughts and images, taking them in at a very deep level so that these positive changes occur easily, effortlessly, and naturally. Coming up to 1, feeling physically relaxed. 2, feeling emotionally calm and confident. 3, health and well-being, enthusiasm, love, joy, and gratitude flowing through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. 4, becoming more and more alert and aware of your surroundings. And 5 is eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open. Wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, and welcome back.
Yay, and you were officially on vacation now.
Woohoo!
All right. That was lovely, Brad. Anything to let people know about specifically that you've got going on right now, other than vacating?
You know, hey, check out, well, definitely check out lovebeyondbelief.com. But also
yes.
You can check out my regular site, bradyates.net, all kinds of resources there. And there's a big button at the top to tell you about my big upcoming workshop in San Francisco in June. Very excited about. I've got people coming from Spain, Sweden, and South Africa, and Australia, and Brazil. It's just really, it's going to be an amazing week.
Wow. Very
yeah.
global.
Yeah. I'm very, very honored that people are coming so far to see me.
That's
so.
Lovely. Well, you are the EFT wizard, so keep me not talking, but very lovely. All right. Well, that's that was awesome. That was a lot of EFT and done today. A lot
yeah.
of good work.
Thank you. Thank you very much to Carolyn, Randy, and Rosemary. I really
mm-hmm.
appreciate your stepping up and being surrogates for everyone else.
For many. Excellent indeed. If you want to tap along again, newsforthesoul.com, it's all free all the time. And, of course, lovebeyondbelief.com and bradyates.net. Thank you, Brad. Let's do it again in a couple of weeks.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Awesome. All right. Happy vacation.
Thanks. Bye.
Enjoy your landscaping. That just does not sound relaxing to me, but enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're reopening those lines in exactly 53 minutes from now for excellent reasons. We have the amazing, powerful, intuitive Carrie O'Connor and Open Lines. In the meantime, whatever shall we play? I think I know. Stay there for a surprise right after this.
It's 2012. Have you had your energy tune-up yet? Chuck Reynolds, through his 25 years experience with many healing modalities, has created Attunement Activations. An attunement activation will help you use intention more effectively in any area of your life. To find out more, visit attunementactivation.com today. That's attunementactivation.com. In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com spoon-bending kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Everybody stay on those lines. Looks like you're sticking now. I'm not sure what was going on. We had all the lines falling off all hour long. But we can't do that because we got to clear our crap and move forward here. It's time. He's here in the house. EFT wizard Brad Yates. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
How are you?
I'm good. A little sore, but other than that, fantastic.
Now, why on earth would the EFT wizard be sore?
Because the EFT wizard is part of an adult soccer league, and we just had our first game of the season on Saturday. And,
ah.
You know, trying to outrun guys half your age takes a toll on the old body.
So. Now, how can you use EFT for that?
Well, I am. I could certainly, without tapping, I would probably be much in much worse shape.
Are you always exploring the you know, where the bounds seem to be as far as EFT and what you can do with it? Are you always looking for new cool things?
Well, you know, the catchphrase for EFT is try it on everything. So anything that causes discomfort, it's like, I wonder if I can tap on this. And, you know, there's always some results. It's not, you know, it may not always be instant clearing, but there's always some benefit that comes from it. And often insights, you know, it could be tapping on something, and even if, you know, what's there doesn't seem to shift right away, but there are interesting insights that often come up. It's like, oh, wow, I can really see the gift in this, too. So.
Has anyone ever tapped their cat?
Sounds like a euphemism that I'm not sure is acceptable on the radio show.
Oh, it's going to be one of these days.
Let's start again.
No, I'm really serious because I have a very
no,
erotic
absolutely.
Cat.
People, a lot of people do EFT with their pets. Either actually on the pet or surrogately. I've done modified tapping on our dog, and you know, when she's kind of being stressed out, and I'll sometimes like just hold my hand over where the point would be. It's, you know, like the chin point is hard to find on a dog, but
you know, I hope you have your YouTube videos, Brad.
But you can also do surrogate tapping for your pets. A lot of people. I think there's a number of people who specialize in doing that. So yeah, I guess you could do it for, you know, for your plants too. People talk to their plants, and you could surrogate tap for your plants as well. Anything that has energy flowing in it, which would basically be everything.
Exactly.
There's an opportunity to, you know, to do some shifting. And of course, because, you know, we only have our perception of what other people are feeling, our perception of what our pets are feeling. If we are doing surrogate tapping for them, we're tapping on ourselves and are clearing ourselves. So our perception is, you know, is likely to change. So, you know, whether we may never know exactly what another person is feeling, we only know what we perceive them feeling or what we perceive they're saying they're feeling. So as we shift ourselves, what we experience is naturally going to shift. And so we, you know, it's nice to at least assume that if I'm experiencing them feeling better, then they're probably feeling better.
Interesting. Well, we've never had the pet perspective on it before. Just before we get started, we've had some trouble with the lines all hour long. I just want to see if they are working, see if we've got a tapping person on the lines here for the first session. First line, 11111. Anybody there? First name and location? If you're on the lines, talk now. Okay. So far, you're dealing with me. And any kind of mega themes coming up this week?
Well, here in the U.S., it's tax day.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a theme.
That would be a theme. It would indeed.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. We looks like the lines are, like, coming on and off, but it looks like we just got a whole bunch of people. So perhaps someone is, you know, worried about taxes out there. Do you
or
want
anything.
An explanation before? I'll just check into the screening room while you're doing that and see if these lines are actually working. Do you want to do the elevator speech explanation of what the heck you're about to do?
So what are we doing here in Tapping for the Soul? We're using EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, also just called tapping. And this process, this mind-body healing technique, is based on the principles of acupuncture and acupressure, which for thousands of years have been used in Chinese medicine. The basic idea being there is a flow of energy through the body along pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being, physically and emotionally. And when this energy gets stuck or disturbed in some way, then we don't feel so good. So we stimulate certain key points along these meridians by tapping with our fingertips, and that starts to balance the energy out again. So we clear out that disruption, and we clear out then the feeling that we have, the uncomfortable feeling. So not only do we start to feel better, but that also gives us greater freedom because we make our choices and then our actions based on how we're feeling. So as we clear out any uncomfortable feelings, we have greater freedom to make more positive and healthy choices and take more positive and healthy action that helps us experience a greater life, physically, personally, professionally, financially, all that good stuff.
How many years have we been doing this, Brad?
Since before the dawn of time, I think.
Approximately, yes.
Approximately.
You know, every time you do this, I think it's longer than that, actually. Every time you do the description, it's always in the moment and different. I just didn't know if you were aware of that, but it's very cool. So 4 years before the dawn of time, somewhere in between. While you were doing that, I did actually manage to get into the screening room and get a caller queued up for you. So let's begin. Area code 214, you're live with the EFT wizard Brad Yates on News for the Soul. Yay! What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Brad. My name is Pamela, and I'm calling from Plano, Texas.
All right.
I was wondering if there's a tapping technique to increase financial flow, increase money flow.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Someone asked me the other I was doing a teleseminar the other day, and someone said, so you're talking about eliminating stuff, and how do you increase things? And I said, well, you increase things by clearing out the stuff that stops it. So the financial flow is there. Everything is energy. Everything is always flowing, and there's plenty out there. So the question for us always is, so what's inside me that seems to be stopping it? You know, where's that part of me that every time money, there's an opportunity for me to make money, that part of me says, stop. So Pamela, just close, and everybody listening too, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just go inside, and imagine yourself having much more money. You know, maybe think of an amount that, you know, to you sounds like this would be a really, you know, at least a really nice place to start in terms of, say, an annual income.
Okay.
You know, imagine what you would do with that, what things you've been denying yourself that, you know, if I made this amount of money, then I could have this car, this house, whatever. Season tickets to some event. And just notice what goes on inside. Notice what you might be feeling, both physically and emotionally. Ask yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the best, say, ask yourself how okay you are with this. How right would it be for you to have this much money?
10.
Okay. So now I'm going to say, take a little bit more time and feel what's going on inside. Because here's the thing, the extent to which we don't have what we say we want is the extent to which we're resisting it. So 9.9 out of 10 people, when I ask them this question, will say, oh, yeah, it's a 10. To which I'll say, then if it were really a 10, then you would already have this kind of money. And there's something inside that's going, yeah, it's not a 10. There's something that would be wrong about it. The way in which I would need to get the money would be wrong or difficult or painful or it'd be too hard. So just allowing yourself to, again, really feel what's going on inside. And notice anything that feels like resistance to having that much income. And maybe memories from the past, something that you've heard people say about, oh, well, people who make that much money or this or that. And to make that kind of money, you either have to break the law or you have to work your butt off, or what sort of pain or consequence would be involved in making and having that kind of money?
For me? Mm-hmm. Are you asking me that?
Yep.
I'd have to get a different job. And I like my job now because I get to work at home.
Mm. Okay. So making that kind of money would mean giving up working at home?
Correct.
Okay. So can you see now where, okay, it's not quite a 10 in terms of it's totally okay to have. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with people for saying that it's 10. You're not wrong or stupid or bad or anything like that. We're programmed to say it's a 10, but we're also programmed to not let it be a 10 inside. And that's the first step, is for us to recognize, because what happens, and actually go ahead and be tapping collarbone. I'm going to encourage everyone to be tapping while we're talking here, because then we just clear stuff as it's coming up. We're so programmed to say, there's nothing wrong. I don't know why it's not happening for me. And that's a safety mechanism, because if there's some part of us that says, well, to make that much money, I'd have to give up working at home, and then that would be uncomfortable and it would be unsafe, and so I don't want to even look at what it's going to take to get there. And so that's why we tell ourselves, we put up this thing of, oh, it's a 10. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing for me to work on here. It just has to happen from something outside of me. And that keeps us safely stuck. And so that's the first step, is acknowledging, going, you know, it's okay for me to look at what it would take. And then we can decide, all right, you know what? If it really would take working outside the home, then I get to decide whether working at home is worth making less money. Now, so Pamela, do you think there's anyone out there in the world making the kind of money you'd like to make that's doing it from a home office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it is possible to work from home and make that kind of money, isn't it?
I don't know where, but yes.
Yeah. Well, again, that part of you that says it's not safe to have that kind of money is going, nope, we can't know how to do it. We're not going to.
Okay.
We don't want to find out, because it wouldn't be safe. So, again, with your eyes closed, take a deep breath. And just asking yourself, what would be the negative consequence of making that kind of money? Part of it might be, oh, it would mean having to work outside the home. But how would people in your family or in your social circles respond? What kind of expectations do you think there would be?
I think they would respond well, because most people in my circle do make more money.
Mm-hmm. How about your family? What was your family attitude towards money?
It's good now. It seemed like when I was growing up, my mom grew up during the Depression, so there was kind of like a difference between rich people and poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just kind of a feeling that, you know, we were low income, not.
And
you know what
and
I mean?
How to, yeah, and so and keep tapping here. How and whatever the answer to this is, not bad or wrong. What was your mom's attitude towards people who did have money?
It was okay. It was that they were just different, you know. Not a good or a bad thing, but just different.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the Depression they didn't have very much.
Yeah. So close your eyes and just feel in what goes on inside. Say, I'm not the kind of person that makes that kind of money.
I'm not that kind of person that makes that kind of money.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how true does that feel?
Pardon?
On a scale of 0 to 10, how true does that feel?
More like a 10.
Okay. You see where there might be a problem there.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's great, because now you're aware of it, because it's not a truth. You're no different than Bill Gates in terms of, you know, being a worthy human being who's able to have what you want in life. It's just the belief there. So it's like, oh, okay, now that we know. It's like, you know, if there's something that smells funky in your living room, then you finally find it. It's like, oh, now I can take that out. So, side of the hand. Even though I'm different from people who make money.
Even though I'm different than people who make money.
Oh, I'm sorry, real quick for the listening audience. If you choose to tap, you must do so at your own risk. You must take full responsibility for your own well-being. So, because I don't know who's out there listening and what you're going through. So if, you know, you may want to choose to work with someone or at least have somebody there for emotional support. So that's your choice. And, okay, so, sorry, Pamela. side of the hand. Even though people who make money are different than me.
Even though people who make money are different than me.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though people who make more money are different than me.
Even though people who make money are different than me.
I choose to love and honor myself.
I choose to love and honor myself.
Even though people who make more money than I do.
Even though people who make more money than I do.
Are somehow different.
Are somehow different.
That's the message I got when I was a kid.
That's the message I got when I was a kid.
There are the haves and the have-nots.
There are the haves and the have-nots.
And it was made very clear to me.
And it was made very clear to me.
That in our family.
That in our family.
We were have-nots.
We were have-nots.
Makes it very difficult to be a have.
It's very difficult to be a have.
And even though I believe I'm different.
And even though I believe I'm different.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And my mom.
And my mom.
And anyone else who contributes to this.
And anyone else who contributes to this.
Eyebrow point. I'm different than people who make money.
I'm different than people who make money.
Side AI. The people who make the kind of money I want.
The people that make the kind of money that I want.
Under the eye. Are fundamentally different.
Are fundamentally different.
Under the nose. They were raised differently.
They were raised differently.
Under the mouth. They come from different kinds of homes.
They come from different kinds of homes.
Collarbone. There's a genetic difference.
There's a genetic difference.
Under the arm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Top of the head. There are have-nots that have become haves.
There are have-nots that become haves.
Eyebrow point. So why not me?
So why not me?
Side of the eye. I've had this belief.
I've had this belief.
Under the eye. That I couldn't make more.
That I couldn't make more.
Under the nose. I could make just so much.
I could make just so much.
Under the mouth. But if any more started to show up.
But if any more started to show up.
Collarbone. I said, you stop right there.
I said, you stop right there.
On the arm. Can't you see I'm a have-not?
Can't you see I'm a have-not?
Top it. I cannot allow any more.
I cannot allow any more.
Eyebrow point. And I haven't done this because I was bad or stupid.
I haven't done this because I was bad or stupid.
Sorry, I haven't even consciously done it.
I haven't even consciously done it.
Out of the eye. Consciously, I thought I could have more.
Consciously, I thought I could have more.
Out of the nose. Consciously, I've been confused by the money not flowing.
Consciously, I've been confused by the money not flowing.
Out of the mouth. But at an unconscious level.
But at an unconscious level.
Collarbone. I've been trying to keep myself safe.
I've been trying to keep myself safe.
Under the arm. Safe from being different.
Safe from being different.
Top of that. Human beings don't like change very much.
Human beings don't like change very much.
Eyebrow point. And switching from a have-not to a have.
And switching from a have-not to a have.
side of the eye. It looks really good on paper.
Looks really good on paper.
Out of the eye, but feels threatening.
But feels threatening.
Out of the nose. It's not safe to make that change.
It's not safe to make that change.
On and off. And so it's not safe.
And so it's not safe.
Collarbone, to even see ways to do it.
To even see ways to do it.
I am. I'm making as much money as I can working from home.
I'm making as much money as I can working from home.
Top of it. There's no way to make more and still work from home.
There's no way to make more and still work at home.
Eyebrow point. Part of me knows this isn't true.
Part of me knows this isn't true.
So, there are people making money in their sleep.
There are people making money in their sleep.
Out of the eye. Making money no matter where they are on this planet.
Making money no matter where they are on this planet.
Out of the nose. But part of me doesn't want to see that.
But part of me doesn't want to see that.
Out of the mouth. If I can believe.
If I can believe.
Collarbone. That staying, that working from home limits my, that working from home limits my abundance.
That working at home limits my abundance.
Under the arm. And I can convince myself that I have to stay at home.
And I can convince myself I have to stay at home.
Top of the head. I can stay safely in my comfort zone.
I can stay safely in my comfort zone.
Eyebrow point. I can keep making what it feels safe to make.
I can keep making what it feels safe to make.
Side of the eye. And frankly, I'm tired of this.
And frankly, I'm tired of this.
Out of the eye. I'd like to have more.
I'd like to have more.
Out of the nose. Whether it's at home or somewhere really fun to go.
Whether it's at home or somewhere really fun to go.
Out of the mouth. I can make more money doing something I love.
I can make more money doing something I love.
Collarbone. There are plenty of people out there.
There are plenty of people out there.
I am doing work they absolutely love.
Doing work they absolutely love.
Top of it. And oftentimes from the comfort of their home.
And oftentimes from the comfort of their home.
Eyebrow point. And they're making much more than I'm even thinking of.
And they're making much more than I'm even thinking of.
Side of the eye. It just hasn't felt safe to see that.
It just hasn't felt safe to see that.
Out of the eye. And I love, honor, and forgive that part of me.
And I love, honor, and forgive that part of me.
Out of the nose. That's been keeping me from seeing it.
That's been keeping me from seeing it.
Out of the mouth. Because I know that part of me is just trying to protect me.
Because I know that part of me is just trying to protect me.
Collarbone. And I'm letting that part know.
And I'm sorry, what?
And I'm letting that part of me know.
And I'm letting that part of me know.
Under the arm. It's now safe to move on.
It's now safe to move on.
Top of the head. It's okay to be a have.
It's okay to be a have.
Eyebrow point. The truth is.
The truth is.
Thought of the eye. In the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things.
Under the eye. I am very definitely a have.
I am very definitely a have.
Under the eyes. I probably have more than what half the world is experiencing.
I have more than what half of the world is experiencing.
Out of the mouth. I'm definitely in the have category.
I'm definitely in the have category.
Collarbone. I already made that shift.
I already made that shift.
On the arm. And as long as I'm already in the have category.
As long as I'm already in the have category.
Top it. I might as well be in the have more category.
I might as well be in the have more category.
Eyebrow point. It's okay to have more.
It's okay to have more.
Side of the eye. It's safe to have more.
It's safe to have more.
Out of the eye. And I'm clearing my fears and doubts about that.
I'm clearing my fears and doubts about that.
Out of the nose. Clearing them at a cellular level.
Clearing them at a cellular level.
Out of the mouth. Clearing them all the way back through my past.
Clearing them all the way back to my past.
Collarbone, back through all those times in my life.
Back through all those times in my life.
Out of the arm, where I got the message.
Where I got the message.
Top of it, that it wasn't okay to have more.
That it wasn't okay to have more.
Eyebrow point, that I couldn't or shouldn't have more.
That I couldn't or shouldn't have more.
Side of the eye, like on tax day.
Like on tax day.
Adiyai. Having more means paying more.
Having more means paying more.
Out of the nose. Unless you're messing with the system.
Unless you're messing with the system.
Out of the mouth, and I don't want to be that kind of person.
And I don't want to be that kind of person.
Collarbone. So either you're a cheater.
So either you're a cheater.
On the arm. Or you're getting your money taken away.
Or you're getting your money taken away.
Top of the head. That's the price of being a have.
That's the price of being a have.
Eyebrow point. And I'm clearing that.
And I'm clearing this.
Side of the eye. I'm allowing myself to have more.
I'm allowing myself to have more.
Oh, yeah. And I can afford the taxes on that.
And I can afford the taxes on that.
Out of the nose. I can handle the price that's paid.
I can handle the price that's paid.
On enough. I can handle being a have.
I can handle being a have.
Collarbone. It is okay for me to be a have.
It is okay for me to be a have.
Out of the arm. So I'm saying yes to the abundance.
So I'm saying yes to the abundance.
Top of the head. I kept it away for a while.
I kept it away for a while.
Eyebrow point. Now I'm allowing it to come on in.
Now I'm allowing it to come on in.
Sadiya, welcome into my life.
Welcome into my life.
Sadiya, oh good, you brought friends.
Oh good, you brought friends.
On the nose. I'm welcoming my life to abundance.
I'm welcoming into my life abundance.
Out of the mouth. And I'm allowing myself to feel good about that.
And I'm allowing myself to feel good about that.
Kabam, because nothing is too good for me.
Because nothing is too good for me.
Adayam, and I love that about myself.
And I love that about myself.
Top of the head, in body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. And everyone listening, do the same thing. Just check in with yourself and say, well, think again of that amount of abundance you were thinking of earlier and say, it's okay for me to have this.
It's okay for me to have this.
And what does that feel like inside?
Just kind of felt scary.
It feels scary?
A little, yeah.
Okay. Maybe partially because part of you is going, oh, I could have that. Oh, crap. Which also, go ahead and be tapping Pamela and everybody else, tap collarbone or whatever. The other scary thing about it is, if this is true, how the heck do I justify all the years that I haven't had it? If it's not a real fact that I'm different than people who have more, then there's no real excuse for me not having more. And part of us wants to be ashamed of that or justify it or defend it or whatever. It's like, no, we're always doing the best we can given our programming. So if we have set a limit for ourselves, it's not because of, you know, being stupid or anything. It's just that that's all we knew at that point. And allowing ourselves to shift that at any moment. It's like if your mom had taught you that 2 plus 2 equals 7, you know, and before you went to school, she kept saying 2 plus 2 equals 7, then the first time you go to school and you get a math test and it says 2 plus 2, would it be stupid of you to put 7?
No, and it's funny that you said have and have not, because that's what she used to say.
Yeah. Well, there's a psychic connection that happens when we're doing this work. That's not surprising. Exactly. It would not be stupid of you. You couldn't write anything but 7 because you couldn't know anything different. However, once the teacher said, well, I'm not sure where you learned that, but 2 plus 2 equals 4, how many more years would you have to be insisting on writing 7 on math tests to justify the previous years? Or could you just at that point say, wow, you know what, I don't know why Mom told me that, but it makes sense now, and from now on I'm going to write 7 on the, or I'm going to write 4 for 2 plus 2. So we don't need to justify the past because it's what it was. But so it's allowing ourselves to say, wow, I can have... And that can be scary to now look at and go, wow, there are doors opening up. Ooh, that means choices. And it also means finding out what more you have to share, because you've been sharing your gifts and talents at a certain level, and now it's like, you know, you've been playing with coffee houses, and now you the phone is ringing saying, can you come play a stadium tour?
Oh,
right.
What?
Right. Yes.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's okay. That's a tappable issue, too. In fact, hey, Nicole, if it's okay with you, can we do another round here?
Absolutely.
Do this every day, the tapping every day?
I recommend tapping on a daily basis because, to me, it's energy hygiene. You know, just like taking a bath or a shower or brushing your teeth, you know, would you go to the dentist and say, so do you think I should brush my teeth every day or what? Yeah, maybe more than once a day. We don't wait until we're looking in the mirror and going, ooh, my teeth are getting a little green, or people are starting to go, hey, you know, could you talk in a different direction?
Just brush the ones you want to keep.
Exactly. Exactly. So, so stress and uncomfortable feelings build up, and we, for the most part, we're not taught how to deal with that. You know, our parents teach us how to bathe and brush our teeth, but most of our parents didn't know how to deal with stress and uncomfortable feelings. So this is something that we can do, and so we can just do it as regular maintenance and not wait until we feel really bad. So, Pamela, close your eyes, take a deep breath. And imagine again that amount of financial abundance that part of you is now saying, oh my goodness, that's more possible now. And get in touch with that scared feeling. On a scale of 0 to 10, how scary does that feel?
I'm okay.
Okay. Where in your body do you feel that?
Pardon?
Where in your body do you feel that?
In my chest.
In your chest. Okay. And is there something in particular that you feel afraid of? It's like, I'm scared that... dot, dot, dot.
No.
Okay.
It's kind of like an excited, scared.
Yeah. Well, that's
like
the thing
before
is,
you go on stage. Before
yeah.
you go on stage, right?
Yep. Awesome. Okay, side of the hand. Even though part of me is scared of this.
Even though part of me is scared of this.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though part of me is scared of this.
Even though part of me is scared of this.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though part of me is terrified.
Even though part of me is terrified.
And another part of me is thrilled.
And another part of me is thrilled.
And both feelings are kind of similar.
And both feelings are kind of similar.
Even though part of me is scared.
Even though part of me is scared.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has contributed to this fear.
Who has contributed to this fear?
Eyebrow point. All this fear.
All this fear.
Side of the eye. This scared feeling.
This scared feeling.
Out of the eye. This excited feeling.
This excited feeling.
Out of the nose. Some of these feelings are kind of new.
Some of these feelings are kind of new.
Out of the mouth. Because for so long.
Because for so long.
Collarbone. I figured I was a have-not.
I figured I was a have-not.
Under the arm. So I didn't really feel this feeling.
I really didn't feel this feeling.
Top of the head. That kind of abundance seemed so distant.
That kind of abundance seemed so distant.
Eyebrow point. I didn't think much of it.
I didn't think much of it.
Side of the eye. I didn't really feel it.
I really didn't feel it.
Under the eye. It's like thinking about going out with someone.
It's like thinking about going out with someone.
Out of the nose. And suddenly they're there knocking on the door.
And suddenly they're there knocking on the door.
Out of the mouth. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Collarbone. Now I have to actually do something about this.
Now I actually have to do something about this.
Out of the arm. I'm going to have to deal with this.
I'm going to have to deal with this.
Top of the head. Part of me is thrilled.
Part of me is thrilled.
eyebrow point. I've wanted this for so long.
I've wanted this for so long.
Side of the eye. This is going to be so awesome.
This is going to be so awesome.
Out of the eye. And part of me is saying.
And part of me is saying.
Out of the nose. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of mouth. I don't know how to handle this.
I don't know how to handle this.
Top it. I'm totally going to mess it up.
I'm totally going to mess it up.
Out of the eye. I have no idea what to do with this.
I have no idea what to do with this.
Top of the head. I'm so afraid I'm going to screw it up.
I'm so afraid I'm going to screw it up.
Eyebrow point. I'm so afraid I can't handle it.
I'm so afraid I can't handle it.
Side of the eye. But I can.
But I can.
Out of the eye. And it's okay to be feeling these feelings.
And it's okay to be feeling these feelings.
Out of the nose. It's like stage fright.
It's like stage fright.
On and off. Some people walk onto the stage totally calm and confident.
Some people walk on the stage totally calm and confident.
Collarbone. And some are shaking.
And some are shaking.
On the arm. The great actress Helen Hayes.
The great actress Helen Hayes.
Top of the head. One of America's greatest actresses of all time.
One of America's greatest actresses of all time.
Eyebrow point. Had such terrible stage fright.
Had such terrible stage fright.
Side of the eye, that she threw up every night before going on.
That she threw up every night before going on.
On the eye. But she went on and was brilliant.
But she went on and she was brilliant.
Out of the nose. So it's okay that I'm a little afraid.
So it's okay that I'm a little afraid.
On the mouth. It's also okay if I let go of the fear.
It's also okay if I let go of the fear.
Collarbone. I'm a have.
I'm a have.
Under the arm. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
Top of it. I'm really good with that.
I'm really good with that.
Eyebrow point. That's how I'm choosing to live now.
That's how I'm choosing to live now.
Side of the eye. One of the things I might be afraid of.
One of the things I might be afraid of.
Out of the eye. Are the surprises.
Are the surprises.
Out of the nose. Because there are opportunities all around me.
Because there are opportunities all around me.
On and off, that I haven't noticed before.
That I haven't noticed before.
Collarbone. So I might be surprised by them.
So I might be surprised by them.
On the arm. Like people jumping out from behind the couch.
Like people jumping out from behind the couch.
Top of the head. Surprise!
Surprise!
Eyebrow point. It's a bit of a shock to the system.
It's a bit of a shock to the system.
Side of that, but I can handle it.
But I can handle it.
I knew they were there all along anyway.
I knew they were there all along anyway.
Out of the nose. I am open to these opportunities.
I am open to these opportunities.
Out of mouth. I'm allowing myself to love these opportunities.
I'm allowing myself to love these opportunities.
Collarbone. And if a little bit of fear comes up?
And if a little bit of fear comes up?
On the arm. I'm not going to let that stop me.
I'm not going to let that stop me.
Top of it. I'll just tap it away.
I'll just tap it away.
Eyebrow point. As I say yes to opportunities.
As I say yes to opportunities.
Side eye. I'm saying yes to more abundance.
I'm saying yes to more abundance.
Under the eye. I'm saying yes to being a have.
I'm saying yes to being a have.
Under the nose. And the more I allow myself to be a have.
And the more I allow myself to be a have.
Under the mouth. The more I can show that to other people.
The more I can show that to other people.
Collarbone. Who thought that they were have-nots.
Who thought they were have-nots.
On the arm. And I can show them.
And I can show them.
Top of it. Look at the abundance all around.
Look at the abundance all around.
Eyebrow point. We are all haves.
We are all haves.
Side of the eye. We were born haves.
We were born haves.
On the eye. The have-not just comes from a misunderstanding.
The have-not just comes from a misunderstanding.
Out of the nose. And I'm clearing that for myself.
And I'm clearing that from myself.
Out of the mouth. Because nothing is too good for me.
Because nothing is too good for me.
Collarbone. It's very exciting to imagine that.
Very exciting to imagine that.
On the arm. And I'm allowing that for myself.
And I'm allowing that for myself.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. close your eyes, take a deep breath, and see what's going on in there.
Feel more calm and relaxed.
Good. Any ideas coming up about how you're going to, about actions you're going to take to allow more?
No, but I'm sure they'll just pop in my head.
Yep. They will. Ideas will come. It's like, oh, hey, how, why haven't I thought of that before? And chances are, well, I did, but I shut it down. You know, because there are so many ideas. And again, everyone will be tapping. The opportunities and ideas are all out there. We're, you know, it's there in the universal source, and we're all conduits for that. But, you know, based on our upbringing and our programming, there's a part of us that smacks those ideas away before we're even consciously aware of them. Hey, I could. No, you can't. Nope, nope, don't even go there. That wouldn't be safe.
What?
That would be okay. That part of it that stops us from even consciously being aware of that. So,
or you think, oh, I could never do that.
Yeah. Yep. And we don't even question that. You know, if that part of us says, I could never do that, you know, we want to step in and go, why not? You're not supposed to ask that. You just do what you're told. You shut up. It's like, no, I'm asking, why couldn't I do that? You know, there are people out there who know smarter than I am who are out there doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, I like to imagine a courtroom, and we're, you know, there's a lawyer presenting evidence against us as to why we couldn't or shouldn't be, do, or have what we say we want to. And it's like, okay, so bring up this box of evidence. And you don't just shake this big box and say, here's the evidence. You don't need to see what's in here. There's evidence in there. It's like, really? Open that box up. Either it's empty or there's falsified evidence. You know, and I'll do this with clients. I'll say, you know, okay, what's the first bit of evidence? Pull out the piece of paper, the first incriminating evidence against you. And we'll start tapping on it. It's like the judge throws it out. Well, that's not real. Throw it out. Eventually you get to the point where you have to throw out the whole box of evidence because there's no one who is more deserving than you are.
It's just been conditioned.
Yep. Yep. You get that, you know, it's the, you know, personal development teachers love to use the example of the elephant where, you know, they take a baby elephant and put a chain around its ankle and to a post, and the elephant can't move. No matter how hard it tries, it can't move. And after a number of years, you could tie a thin rope around the elephant that it could easily break, but it feels that little bit of resistance, and it says, oh, I can't move.
Right.
You know. And so that's how it is with us. And the people who have put the chains around us, you know, sometimes people have deliberately said to us, you're a have-not, or something like that. Sometimes it's just our own misinterpretation based, you know, from being a child. We see things and we put them together incorrectly. And so we have this belief, and then we start to, you know, build our lives from that, and we create evidence that supports that. You know, we falsify a lot of evidence against ourselves, not because we're bad, but because we're trying to create a life that makes sense to us based on what we've already learned. And the people who may have deliberately told us were only doing it off of their own misunderstandings. You know, they were trying to make it, your mom felt that it was safer to be a have-not because that was her experience. And so she was teaching you what she knew. You know, there was probably never even her idea that, you know, I'm a have-not, but Pamela could really be a have, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that she becomes a have and knows that that's right. Just wasn't even in her awareness to think like that. So.
She made sure I went to college. You know, because she felt like she missed out on that, so she made sure that I went.
Oh, good.
So she was really trying.
Mm-hmm. And now you can build on that and recognize, wow, I am a have. I have just as much right to be a have as anybody else. And then the universe responds and says, yes, you do. And now here are some things that you could be doing that you would love to do that we haven't been able to show you before because you weren't looking. Awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for coming forward with that, because this is stuff that affects all of us at some level or another. So we're all, whatever level of being a have we're at, there's always another level. So hopefully the work that we've just done here will help a lot of people take another step forward.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
oh, thank
Pamela.
You.
So, Brad.
Nicole.
We are 15 minutes from the top of the hour. We're not, I don't think Carrie is here live today, so we have some wiggle room. We could do a couple of things. Did you feel complete on the tax issue?
I feel complete. My checks are already sent. I've done my tapping.
Good.
After I picked myself up off the floor.
Of course, from the tapping perspective, did we? I know you touched on it, but that's one option. Another option is we could try to take another call. I'll leave it up to you.
You know, let's... Choices. Well, I'd love to take a call. We are so close to the top of the hour that, you know, I don't want to do something halfway with someone and feel like, okay, as we started to something, then we could be rushed for,
yeah.
And then feel rushed on that. So, so let's, if you'll be my echo voice, and we'll do a quick round here.
Okay.
So this is just one that comes up a lot as we're talking about financial abundance. Here's where I want to go. We're gonna for those folks who for whom tax day is painful. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And you can relate this pain. We're talking about pain, but you can relate it to anything. It could be physical pain, emotional pain.
Okay.
So just allow yourself to be aware of any pain that you might be feeling. And that, you know, it could be about tax day. It could be about anything. Rate that on a scale of 0 to 10. And while I'm not claiming to be a doctor and I'm not making any medical claims about releasing pain, we're just going to do what we can here and see what gets released. So, side of the hand.
All right.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
Even though I'm feeling some pain.
About paying my taxes.
About paying taxes.
Or about anything else.
Or about anything else.
There's some discomfort.
There's some discomfort.
And I'd like to get rid of it.
And I'd like to get rid of it.
And even though I'm feeling some pain.
And even though I'm feeling some pain.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who I feel may be contributing to this pain.
Who I feel may be contributing to this pain.
Eyebrow point. All this pain.
All this pain.
Side of the eye. All this pain.
All this pain.
Side of the eye. Whether it's physical or emotional.
Whether it's physical or emotional.
Out of the nose. I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
Onto the mouth. Do I really need to hold on to it?
Do I really need to hold on to it?
Collarbone. What good is it doing me?
What good is it doing me?
Onto the arm. Is it trying to teach me a lesson?
Is it trying to teach me a lesson?
Top of the head. And can I learn the lesson in a less unpleasant way?
And can I learn the lesson in a less unpleasant way?
Eyebrow point. I choose to be aware of what's best to know.
I choose to be aware of what's best to know.
Side of the eye. And letting go of any unnecessary pain.
And letting go of unnecessary pain.
Out of the eye. I'm letting go of what I don't need.
letting go of what I don't need.
Out of the nose, that causes me discomfort.
That causes me discomfort.
Out of the mouth, because I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Collarbone. And no matter what's going on in my life.
No matter what's going on in my life.
Out of the arm. I'm looking for ways.
I'm looking for ways.
Top of the head, to see a benefit.
To see a benefit.
Eyebrow point. And part of me might say that's crazy.
Part of me might say that's crazy.
Thought, yeah, there is no good to come from this.
There's no good to come from this.
Out of the eye. And I'm clearing that belief.
And I'm clearing that belief.
Out of the nose. In every bit of adversity.
In every bit of adversity.
Out of the mouth. There is the seed of an equal or greater benefit.
There's the seed of an equal or greater benefit.
Collarbone. I'm clearing the pain.
I'm clearing the pain.
Out of the arm so I can see the possible benefit.
So I can see the possible benefit.
Top of it, so I can look on the bright side.
So I can look on the bright side.
Eyebrow point, so that I can feel good.
So I can feel good.
Side of the eye. Letting go of the need to be upset.
Letting go of the need to be upset.
Out of the eye. Letting go of any need to hold on to pain.
Letting go of any need to hold on to pain.
Out of the nose. Finding better ways to deal with the situation.
Finding better ways to deal with the situation.
Out of the mouth, because I deserve to be happy.
Because I deserve to be happy.
Collarbone, I deserve to be happy.
I deserve to be happy.
Out of the arm. And I'm allowing that as an act of love for myself.
And I'm allowing that as an act of love for myself.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. And hopefully that feels better.
That feels lovely. That's got to be setting a record time-wise for you. good stuff. And speaking of good stuff.
Now let us go forward with our guided imagery.
Yay.
All right, everyone. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Another deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. A third deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Now just breathing comfortably with your eyes closed. Breathing comfortably, and just imagine that with every breath you take in, you breathe in relaxation and positive energy. Go ahead and imagine a healing light of whatever color you like surrounding your body, so that with each breath you take in, your lungs comfortably draw in that healing light, allowing it to flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Imagine a healing shower flowing down crystal clear water that's a perfect temperature as it flows over the top of your head, soothing and relaxing your scalp, washing away fear, doubt, anxiety, washing away anger, sadness, guilt, shame. Washing these away to reveal the light that you truly are, allowing more and more of that light to be revealed as that healing shower flows over your forehead, relaxing the muscles in your face, flowing down over the back of your head, your neck, your shoulders, washing away tension, leaving your shoulders calm, comfortable, and relaxed. Healing shower flowing down your arms, all the way down over your fingertips, down over your chest and your stomach, soothing and relaxing, healing and cleansing. And allowing yourself to remain comfortably in whatever position you choose, allow that healing shower to flow down over your upper and lower back. And as your torso relaxes, your internal organs comfortably do whatever they need to do to achieve and maintain your optimal level of health and well-being in body, mind, and spirit. That healing shower continues down over your body, down over your hips and your thighs, over your knees, down your lower legs, through your ankles, into your feet. And finally, that relaxation flows over your toes as you allow yourself to relax twice as much, going at least twice as deep with each number as I count backwards, 5, drifting down to 4, floating down to 3, 2, 1, and 0 is deep sleep. Deeper, deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 0 is again deep sleep. And in this calm, comfortable state of mind and body, just imagine yourself in some beautiful place. Some beautiful place out in nature where you see the beauty and the magnificence and the abundance of this world, whether it's an ocean or mountains or trees or rivers. And just feeling the flow of energy. Just feeling that there is this abundance of wonderful, magnificent energy flowing through life, through the universe, creating oceans, building mountains up, keeping the rivers flowing. Maybe imagining a beautiful blue sky, or imagining a beautiful nighttime sky with millions of stars. Just having a sense of the abundance. It's endless, limitless. There is no end to this abundance, and you are part of it. Allowing yourself to feel that you are part of it. Allowing yourself to be in the flow. Perhaps you feel a gentle breeze, and you can just feel that flow, and just allowing yourself to enjoy that. Allow yourself to enjoy all the different types of abundance that you see all around you. And allow yourself to know that it is your birthright. You are just as worthy and deserving of it as anyone else. It's okay for you to have it, and you can handle it. You were born to handle it. You were born to experience abundance. Allow yourself to feel good. Just really allowing yourself to feel good in every fiber of your being. Allowing yourself to look at the beauty and magnificence and abundance and just say yes to it. Whatever reasons you had for saying no to it in the past, just allow those to be released. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is deep sleep. And allow yourself to be even more open, saying yes even more to all the good that's out there. Allow yourself to feel really good about that as we go even deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. In a moment, I'll count you back out from 0 up to 5. 5 will be wide awake, alert, focused, and energetic, feeling much better than before. Just allowing yourself to say yes to all the good in this world. Tonight, when you choose to go to sleep, don't be surprised when you fall asleep quickly, soundly, deeply, and sleep very well through the night. During the night, you'll dream. The more you dream, the stronger you become. I'm going to ask your unconscious mind to allow at least one of your dreams to be a very healing dream. Continuing this healing process in body, mind, and spirit so that in the morning, at the time you've chosen to wake up, you wake up easily, feeling refreshed, energetic, and ready to start the day again, powerfully moving forward into that ever more joyful experience of an ever greater abundance of health, wealth, and happiness which you so richly deserve. And I go back down to 0, which is always deep sleep, allowing your mind, body, and spirit to digest all these positive thoughts and images, taking them in at a very deep level, so that these positive changes occur easily, effortlessly, and naturally. You come up to 1, feeling physically relaxed, 2, feeling emotionally calm and confident, 3, health and well-being, enthusiasm, love, joy, and gratitude flowing through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body, 4, becoming more and more alert and aware of your surroundings, and 5 is eyes open, wide awake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, and welcome back.
Magically to perfect time, to exactly the top of the hour, as always. One of the many reasons I call you the EFT wizard.
Even though you said there was extra time, I couldn't help it.
I know. I was like, watch, I'm going, no, he's going in. Here he goes. It's like you can't not do it, I think. One of these times I'm going to challenge you to be tardy in some manner.
I was, at least once in the last several years we've been doing this. I know there was at least once that, you know, it's like 101 that we finished up.
I don't know. I have to go look now. Anyway, we have you back in 2 weeks from now. That's the main thing. And you're still working on that Vancouver date, yes?
I am still. If you have any suggestions of...
I'm working on the Vancouver. Right, yeah. Okay. I've reminded myself. I will email you info. Anything else going on you want to let the News for the Sellers know about?
Yes. Well, check out lovebeyondbelief.com, that program. And if you go to bradyates.net, find out about the different tour dates I have. Hopefully I'm coming to a town near you or near enough that you can get yourself there. A number of live events coming up, and it's really powerful and profound and fun experience to do a live workshop. So
it is indeed. It brings it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Just last week someone wrote and said, are you ever going to come to Seattle? It's like, oh, no. It was just there.
Well, I guess I have to go back again.
I guess I'll have to. All right. Thanks, Nicole. That was a lot of fun. And thanks, everyone, for being on the call and listening.
Always a treat. Always an honor. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, Brad.
All right. Take care.
All right. The EFT Wizard, Brad Yates. Check out the program we did together. It's Changing Lives, Changing Loves, lovebeyondbelief.com. And now we are at, well, that's it for open lines today. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we start again. Greta Richardson and healing, intuition, and more all happening live on the airwaves tomorrow on newsforthesoul.com. Right now, we have, let's see, what do we have? Somewhere in here, we've got an epic Carrie O'Connor replay coming right up for you.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
It began with one journey.
4 years.
Fighting three incurable diseases and raising two young children on her own. Launching a positive news newspaper in January 1997. Over the years, the spirit-driven project survived, transformed, and eventually thrived. And now, in 2012 and beyond, NewsForTheSoul.com is continuing to bring truly life-changing talk radio to the entire world. Here's your host and founder of News for the Soul Broadcasting, Nicole Whitney.
For the next 2 hours, it's open lines starting right now. Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole Marie Whitney. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And right now, the EFT Wizard is in the house. And time to call in and get on those lines and clear the crap to have a great, amazing week. And here we go. Let's see if we've got him on the line. Yes, we do. Brad, how are you?
I'm here. I'm on the line. Yes.
Yay. And so am I, and here we are, and what's new? It's been 2 weeks. It's been an epic kind of couple of weeks for a lot of people. What's been going on with you?
I've kind of lost touch with the real world. Suddenly a lot of people from the drama program when I was in college have created a Facebook group. So for the last 2 days, it's been a flurry of uploading photos from... from my acting days in college, and it's all these flooding memories from college. So it's like,
wow.
What year is it? I'm sure it's the 80s. Isn't it the 80s?
I can only imagine what photos you've up. Now, is this something anyone can look at for their own amusement?
A lot of the photos are on my Facebook page, so most people can see those. A lot of the other ones are. The group is closed only to those people that were there. What happened at UCI Drama stays at UCI Drama.
Of course it does. Well, that's all going to Facebook now in the background. But on topic, so you've been in another world for a couple of days. Retrograde issues. We had lots of questions about retrograde issues, and that's kind of a good retrograde thing, you know, reviewing things.
Very retro.
It is, literally.
And I got grades back then.
Well, there you go. You were right on target. And what else has been going on for you in the last couple of weeks?
Getting ready. I'm going to do a workshop in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, next Saturday, this coming Saturday. So second of my live workshops this year. Got several of them this year, but, you know, but you're not going to be there.
I know.
Who am I going to have introduce me?
Oh,
who am I going to have sushi with beforehand?
That was,
and does
so
Columbus,
fun.
Ohio have sushi on a conveyor belt? I don't know.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. Oh, that was fun. But, you know, you're coming up here, though. I will be do you have – oh, my God, I'm on your Facebook page. Oh, that's good stuff. Love the hairdo. Threw me right off track. What was I saying? Oh, yes, Vancouver.
I'm wondering what you're saying.
Yeah, the little, you look like Superman in a house coat. Superman in a house coat? No? There's like...
Clifford Odets, Paradise Lost. Yeah. So, yes, we still have not firmed up a date because we had some issues with the venue that we were looking at. But, yes, Vancouver, September, myself and my good friend, EFT Master Andy Bryce.
Awesome. So I'm hoping it's later in September. Let me know. Keep me posted. I'm so wanting to make sure I'm in town, because that would just be ironic. You finally come to Vancouver and I'm like, you know, in Texas or something. So keep me in the loop on that. I want to make sure I have my calendar arranged.
I will let you know. I've been prodding Andy. It's an associate of his who's trying to work out the details on the venue. So it'll be one of the two mid-September weekend.
Excellent. Well, lovely. Back to the subject of
EFT,
starting our into the moment.
We've been in the past, we've been in the future, now we're here today, March 18th.
It's non-linear, but we're back. All right, let's do the what the heck is EFT description and see what we're dealing with today.
All right, so real quick, EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, also very commonly known as tapping these days, is a process of tapping with our fingertips on different places on our face and our torso. And if you're new to EFT, you're going, why the heck would we do that? And it's based on acupuncture. For thousands of years in Chinese medicine, it's been said that there is a flow of energy through the body along these pathways called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being, all that good stuff in body, mind, and spirit. And when that energy gets stuck, then we experience not such good feelings, physically or emotionally. So in acupuncture, they stick needles in key points to stimulate the natural flow of energy. And in tapping, we tap with our fingertips, And we can clear up physical things because physical issues are often stress-related. But the main thing is that we're clearing out stress and the stress that is underneath all of the uncomfortable feelings we might be experiencing, like fear and anger and sadness, and also clears up the stuff that that causes us to make less than healthy choices in our lives. Our choices tend to be emotionally based, and so when our emotions are stuck in fear and anger and sadness, then we're not usually making the choices that lead us to health, wealth, and happiness. So we're tapping to clear out the stuff that gets in the way.
All right. And any idea as far, have you seen a theme going on, predominant theme in the last 2 weeks with your own clients, Brad?
Well, certainly one of the things today that was coming up is all the stuff that blocks us from success, and it really seems to be a fear of success. You know, one person was talking about they feel jealous when they see other people having what they want. Someone else is saying they feel angry at themselves for not taking action. So there's someone else is just feeling like they had no energy to take action. And to my way of thinking, it's a fear of taking the action and achieving success that creates all of these things, these blocks that, you know, if we can get caught up, there's a part of our mind that says being successful would not be safe. You know, there'd be expectations, there would be criticism, there would be exposure, there'd be this and that. I don't know how to handle it. I know how to handle things as they are. We're right where I am, but I couldn't handle more success, more money, more health, whatever it might be. So we start to create all these other things like anger and jealousy and fatigue and stuff like that. Which are very, very often, is just a part of us trying to keep us safe from taking action.
Hmm. And, you know, I mean, those blocks are harder to see than, when you originally think, well, am I afraid of succeeding? No, you know, you think that you want it, but you're right, all those blocks show up in funny ways.
Yeah. Well, because ultimately, I think we have the capacity to exceed far beyond what we're doing. I think that's probably true of anyone, even the most successful people. It's like, okay, we're starting to see what's possible, but even that is probably less than what's possible. So I think that's in everyone. There's a greater level of success in everyone. So it's like, okay, why don't we do that? What could we possibly be afraid of?
Well, I'll tell you what I've been seeing here and just the emails today and the recent callers on the show and just in general what I'm, you know, being told to bring up at this point is the blocks to really truly being able to believe in the next steps, and which could that be part of that block of really not being able to believe that we can do it?
Yeah. Again, that's a great way to keep ourselves stuck. If mm-hmm. you know, it's like, if I don't believe that I can do it, well, then I don't have to do it. You know, if I don't believe that I can finish this project, then why even bother? And it's like, okay. So I'm going to ask folks to just go ahead and start tapping on the collarbone point right now while I'm talking here, because, you know, as stuff might come up while we're talking about this. So there's a part of us that says, if I finish this project, there would be consequences. Many of them might be very positive consequences, but I might, because of old beliefs and old experiences, believe that that wouldn't necessarily be a good thing. You know, maybe I achieved something in the past and people were jealous of me, or they had higher expectations of me, or they criticized me or whatever, and part of me said, okay, don't ever do that again. So when we're looking at it, and so part of this would say, okay, I could complete this. What if I completed this project? And part of us says, well, that would be dangerous. There would be all these uncomfortable consequences. But we can't simply say, oh, you know what, I could achieve this thing, but I'm not going to because I had some bad experiences in the past. No one's going to buy that. You know, that doesn't sound at a conscious level like a valid excuse. But if I can unconsciously send myself messages saying, oh, you know, I'm not really good enough, it's not really possible, it would be too hard, and it's like, oh, okay, now those sound like reasonable reasons, so I'm not going to do it. You know, it's self-sabotage is simply misguided self-love. We're trying to protect ourselves, and so we tell ourselves lies like, I'm not good enough. And I am telling you, it is a lie. You are good enough. You were born good enough. You are more than good enough, and there's far more in there. There was an image that came up in a guided imagery this morning about being in a room where all the windows are covered up, and it's dark. And we might be compelled to say, well, that's as much light as we get in this room. And it's not. We just have to open the curtains or take down whatever is blocking the windows. There's plenty of light out there. So what we can see at the moment is not all that's possible. The talent that we are that we're sharing at the moment is not all that's there. There are still windows that are covered up, and there's more light that can shine through.
So, well, we should be opening some curtains then today, shouldn't we?
Indeed. By all means, let the light in and let the light out. We're all conduits for light, for divine energy, however you want to think of it. And there's plenty more out there. So yeah, we want to clear whatever blocks us from being the conduit for that, because that's what the world needs, is for everyone to be sharing as much as they can of that light that flows through us in a way that it can't through anyone else. So should we just jump into a round?
Yeah, why don't we do that? I think
okay.
this should help a lot of people. Let's go for it.
I believe so. Even if only one person tapped along and cleared it would help a lot of people, because that one person would be sharing more of what they have to benefit others. So let's do it. With the caveat that when we do the tapping, you must take full responsibility for your own well-being, because I don't know what might be going on inside and what emotions are there. So if you are sitting on some heavy emotions, you may want to wait to tap until you've got some support or are working with a professional. And that being said, everyone just tapping where I say and following along with Nicole.
All right. Even though I have these blocks,
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I have these blocks.
Even though I have these blocks.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I have these blocks.
Even though I have these blocks.
All these things that stop me.
All these things that stop me.
From having what I could have.
From having what I could have.
From doing what I could do.
From doing what I could do.
From being who I could be.
And from being who I could be.
All these reasons.
All these reasons.
All these excuses.
All these excuses.
And all these fears.
And all these fears.
And even though I have all these blocks.
And even though I have all these blocks.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has contributed to these blocks.
Who has contributed to these blocks.
Eyebrow point. All these blocks.
All these blocks.
Side of the eye. All these thoughts.
All these thoughts.
Under the eye. And all these fears.
All these fears.
Under the nose. About why I couldn't or shouldn't.
About why I couldn't or shouldn't.
Under the mouth. Go after my dreams.
Go after my dreams.
Collarbone. All these reasons.
All these reasons.
Under the arm. Why I can't take more action.
Why I can't take more action.
Top of it. All these reasons.
All these reasons.
Eyebrow point. For not doing things.
For not doing things.
Side of the eye. Part of me tells me.
Part of me tells me.
On AI. Yeah, those goals sound like a nice idea.
Those goals sound like a nice idea.
Under the nose. But I'm probably not good enough.
But I'm probably not good enough.
Out of the mouth. Shut up. So I shouldn't even bother trying.
So I shouldn't even bother trying.
Collarbone, I shouldn't even bother trying.
I shouldn't even bother trying.
Out of the arm. And I'm lying to myself.
And I'm lying to myself.
Top of the head. How do I know I'm not good enough?
How do I know I'm not good enough?
Eyebrow point. Where do I get this nonsense?
Where do I get this nonsense?
Side of the eye. Maybe part of me says.
Maybe part of me says.
Oh, I have plenty of evidence.
I have plenty of evidence.
Out of the nose. All these times in my life.
All these times in my life.
Out of mouth. Where I came up short.
Where I came up short.
Collarbone. Where I attempted something.
Where I attempted something.
Out of the arm. And I didn't succeed the way I wanted to.
And I didn't succeed the way I wanted to.
Top of it. And I'm afraid of that happening again.
And I'm afraid of that happening again.
Eyebrow point. Or maybe all those times.
Or maybe all those times.
Side of the eye. Where I took action.
Where I took action.
Out of the eye. And I did succeed.
And I did succeed.
Out of the nose. And there were uncomfortable consequences.
And there were uncomfortable consequences.
Out of the mouth. Maybe people were jealous of me.
Maybe people were jealous of me.
Collarbone. Maybe people criticized me.
Maybe people criticized me.
On the arm. Or maybe they had higher expectations of me.
Or maybe they had higher expectations of me.
Top of it. They said, hey, that's great.
And they said, hey, that's great.
Eyebrow point. What else can you do?
What else can you do?
Side of the eye. And that didn't feel good.
And that didn't feel good.
On the eye. It just seemed like more work.
It just seemed like more work.
Out of the nose. So part of me says.
So part of me says.
Out of the mouth. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Collarbone. Just don't take action.
Just don't take action.
Under the arm. And it seems more reasonable not to take action.
And it seems more reasonable not to take action.
Top of the head. If I believe that I'm not good enough.
If I believe that I'm not good enough.
Eyebrow point. If I convince myself that it can't happen.
If I convince myself it can't happen.
Sorry, then it makes sense to stay stuck.
Then it makes sense to sit I can't even say it, stay stuck.
Out of the eye. Why bother?
Why bother?
Out of the nose, why bother?
Why bother?
Out of mouth, and I choose to clear these fears.
And I choose to clear these fears.
Collarbone, clearing them at a cellular level.
Clearing them at a cellular level.
Out of the arm, clearing them all the way back through my past.
Clearing them all the way back through my past.
Top it, back through all these times in my life.
Back through all these times in my life.
Eyebrow point where I was uncomfortable.
Where I was uncomfortable.
Sadia, and I told myself.
And I told myself.
Out of the eye, never again.
Never again.
Out of the nose. I'm clearing those fears.
Clearing those fears.
Out of the mouth, because I deserve more.
Because I deserve more.
Collarbone, I deserve better.
I deserve better.
Out of the arm, and I'm clearing my doubts about that.
I'm clearing my doubts about that.
Top of it, because nothing is too good for me.
Nothing is too good for me.
Eyebrow point, nothing is too good for me.
Nothing is too good for me.
Side of the eye, I'm clearing any belief.
I'm clearing any belief.
Out of the eye, that there's any amount of success or happiness.
That there's any amount of success or happiness.
Out of the nose, that is beyond what I deserve.
That is beyond what I deserve.
Out of the mouth. I'm a magnificent child of the universe.
I'm a magnificent... I'm having trouble saying these today. Magnificent child of the universe.
We'll try it again, because I just said it kind of funny. I am a magnificent child of the universe.
Say it like we mean it. I am a magnificent child of the universe.
Under the arm. And I am worthy and deserving of all the good that's here.
And I am worthy and deserving of all the good that's here.
Top of it. And there are actions that I may need to take.
And there are actions I may need to take.
Eyebrow point. To allow that good stuff in.
To allow that good stuff in.
Side of the eye. And I'm clearing what stops me.
I'm clearing what stops me.
Side of the eye. I'm clearing what stops me.
I'm clearing what stops me.
Out of the nose. I'm setting myself free.
I'm setting myself free.
on a mouth. To know that I have what it takes.
To know that I have what it takes.
Collarbone. Even if I haven't proven that in the past.
Even if I haven't proven that in the past.
I am. But past performance.
But past performance.
Top of it. Does not prove what I'm capable of.
Does not prove what I'm capable of.
Eyebrow point. Otherwise.
Otherwise.
Side of the eye. All the stuff that I've learned since I was a child.
All the stuff I've learned since I was a child.
Eye to eye. Would have been impossible.
Would have been impossible.
On the nose. Well, I can't speak.
And I can't speak.
On a mouth. Because I didn't know how to speak before.
Because I didn't know how to speak before.
Collarbone. And if I couldn't speak then.
If I couldn't speak then.
Under the arm, but I'm not capable of it now.
And I'm not capable of it now.
Top it. But look at me doing something I didn't do before.
But look at me doing something I didn't do before.
Eyebrow point. It's possible.
It's possible.
Side of the eye. And the truth is?
And the truth is?
On the eye. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
On the nose. Where my limitations might be.
Where my limitations might be.
On a mouth. I choose to know.
I choose to know.
Collarbone. I haven't reached them yet.
I haven't reached them yet.
On the arm. Not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot.
Top of it. So I'm setting myself free.
So I'm setting myself free.
In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath.
Yeah. That was good stuff. Except for the part where I couldn't talk. Now, is that significant, you know, the because I notice that happens when you do rounds with the caller sometimes, too, and they just can't spit out a certain part of the phraseology. Is that significant to the blocks?
It may well be. It may very well be resistance. There's that part that says, I don't want to say it. If I say it, I might clear it. And then... Then I got to deal with all the stuff that I've been hiding from for all these years. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, who knows? Sometimes we stumble over words, but so I don't want to become Freudian. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But, sometimes a verbal glitch is just a verbal glitch. But it's worth looking at. You know,
yeah, I guess if you're tapping while you're stumbling along, you're still clearing it, whether you think so or not. Okay.
And the great thing is that it's because I'll often, just like now, I'll then say that same phrase again, and it'll come out clear the next time. It's like, okay, good. So we've cleared whatever was stopping you from being able to say it.
Kind of Borg-like tapping. Resistance is futile.
Yeah.
Clear some way. Well, that was great. Wow. I felt
yes,
that at the end, as I always do. So that was a good general round. We've got a lot of callers on, so do you want to do sort of hone in on a specific issue with someone?
Yeah, let's see what's coming up for folks.
Honing in with 917 first up. 917, are you there? Hello? Okay. Let's cycle through the numbers here. Let's find someone who's alive and conscious. 905, are you alive?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Nicole. I tapped along with you.
Excellent. That sounds like Elaine in Ontario, one of our fantastic regulars. What can we hone in on for you today?
Well, if we're honing in... And Brad has helped me before with electromagnetic sensitivity.
Right.
Today it's weather sensitivity.
Oh, okay. What, so close your eyes, take a deep breath. And just allow yourself to hone in. And what are the symptoms you're experiencing right now?
It's related to the electrosensitivity. When there's too much wind, like gale force wind, it messes with my head.
Okay. So what are you feeling in your head right now?
Anxiety.
Okay. And here's a question, Elaine. What would you do and what might you achieve and what might be the consequences of that if you weren't literally blown off course?
I would be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. On a scale of 0 to 10, how scary does that sound?
It sounds exciting.
Okay. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, and everyone listening, go ahead and do the same thing. And think of being unstoppable. And whatever images or thoughts might come up. And then allow yourself to be aware of what goes on in there. Recognize the excitement, which is awesome. Also recognize any thoughts of why it might not be exciting, why it might not be awesome. What would be the consequences such that, you know, it becomes, it might become convenient to have something like the wind get in the way. So, Elaine, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much resistance can you bring up to the idea of being unstoppable?
2.
Okay. We'll go with this. Side of the hand. Even though the wind stops me.
Even though the wind stops me.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though the wind stops me.
Even though the wind stops me.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though the wind stops me.
Even though the wind stops me.
And without it.
And without it.
I'd be unstoppable.
I'd be unstoppable.
I would be unstoppable.
I would be unstoppable.
Except for all the stuff that stops me.
Except for all the stuff that stops me.
The wind is like my kryptonite. Yes?
The wind isn't that bad for me. The wind isn't stopping me. It's the electromagnetic fields.
Okay.
The wind is just a 2.
Okay. So there's all this stuff.
There's all this stuff.
That stops me from being unstoppable.
It stops me from being unstoppable.
And even though I get stopped.
And even though I get stopped.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who's taught me to be afraid of being unstoppable.
Who's taught me to be afraid of being unstoppable.
Eyebrow point. All these things that stop me.
All these things that stop me.
Side of the eye, whether it's weather.
Whether it's weather.
Aye, aye. Or electromagnetic fields.
Or electromagnetic fields.
Under the nose. Or anything else.
Or anything else.
On a mouth. That messes with my head.
That messes with my head.
Call them. Gives me this feeling of anxiety.
Gives me this feeling of anxiety.
Under the arm. And tells me to hide.
Tells me to hide.
Top of the head. To shut down. Eyebrow point, to get stuck.
To get stuck.
Side of the eye. And I don't do this because I'm a bad person.
And I don't do this because I'm a bad person.
Side of the eye. Or because I'm stupid.
Or because I'm stupid.
Side of the nose. I do it because I'm trying to take care of myself.
I do it because I'm trying to take care of
on a mouse. Part of me wants to find reasons.
Part of me wants to find reasons.
Collarbone. To stay in my comfort zone.
To stay in my comfort zone.
Honey, I'm not doing this consciously.
Not doing it consciously.
Top of the head. I'm not forging notes from my doctor.
I'm not forging notes from my doctor.
Eyebrow point. This feels very real.
Seems very real.
Side of the eye. It's a real threat.
It's a real threat.
On the eye. And it really stops me.
It really stops me.
On the nose. And part of me knows.
And part of me knows.
On the mouth. But underneath it all.
But underneath it all.
Collarbone. I really am unstoppable.
I really am unstoppable.
On the arm. Completely unstoppable.
Completely unstoppable.
Top of the head. Not rain nor shine or rain nor snow nor even sleet.
Not rain nor snow nor even sleet.
Eyebrow point. Not wind nor electromagnetic fields.
Not wind nor electromagnetic fields.
Side of the eye. Can stop the pure potential energy that I am.
Can stop the pure potential energy that I am.
Out of the eye. But it seems to.
It seems to.
Out of the nose. And maybe part of me says.
And maybe part of me says.
On the mouth. Being unstoppable is too much.
Being unstoppable is too much.
Collarbone, it's too powerful.
Too powerful.
Out of the arm. And with great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Top of it. I don't want all that responsibility.
I don't want all that responsibility.
Eyebrow point. As long as I'm stoppable.
As long as I'm stoppable.
Side of the eye. I get to avoid a lot of consequences.
I can avoid a lot of consequences.
Under the eye. But I also have to deal with a lot of consequences.
But I also have to deal with a lot of consequences.
Under the nose. At some level.
At some level.
I don't know. Something inside me is saying.
Something inside me is saying.
Collarbone. This head stuff.
This head stuff.
Under the arm. This anxiety.
This anxiety.
Top of it. All these other symptoms.
All these other symptoms.
Eyebrow point. Are much more manageable.
Are much more manageable.
Side of the eye. Than the consequences of being unstoppable.
Than the consequences of being unstoppable.
Under the eye. All this fear of being unstoppable.
All this fear of being unstoppable.
Out of the nose. I choose to clear this fear.
I choose to clear this fear.
Out of the mouth. Clearing it at a cellular level.
Clearing it at a cellular level.
Collarbone. Clearing it all the way back through my past.
Clearing it all the way back to my past.
Out of the arm. Back through all these times in my life.
Back to all of these times in life.
Top of the head. Where I got the idea.
Where I got the idea.
Eyebrow point. That being unstoppable would be bad.
That being unstoppable would be bad.
Side of the eye. It would be dangerous.
It would be dangerous.
Under the eye. It would be harmful to my health.
It would be harmful to my health.
Under the nose. Much safer to be stoppable.
Much safer to be stoppable.
Under the mouth. And if I can't find anything else to stop me.
And if I can't find anything else to stop me.
Collarbone. Then it'll be electromagnetic fields.
Then it'll be electromagnetic fields.
Under the arm. Something that's always around.
Something that's always around.
Top of the head. So that I can keep myself safely imprisoned.
I can keep myself safely imprisoned.
Eyebrow point. No matter where I might go.
No matter where I might go.
Side of the eye. And I choose to be free of this.
I choose to be free of this.
Under the eye. To whatever extent.
To whatever extent.
I'm creating this.
I'm creating this.
Under the mouth. In order to protect myself.
In order to protect myself.
Collarbone. I love and appreciate myself.
I love and appreciate myself.
Under the arm. For the positive intention.
For the positive intention.
Top of the head. And I'm re-educating myself.
And I'm re-educating myself.
Eyebrow point, and setting myself free.
I'm setting myself free.
Side of the eye, I deserve to be free.
I deserve to be free.
Under the eye, I can be free.
I can be free.
Out of the nose. Ultimately, I am free.
Ultimately, I am free.
Out of mouth. And I'm allowing myself to feel that.
And I'm allowing myself to feel that.
Colon, allowing myself to be unstoppable.
I'm allowing myself to be unstoppable.
Out of the arm. And yeah, there might be consequences with that.
And yeah, there might be consequences with that.
Top of it. But seeing as how I'm unstoppable.
Seeing as how I'm unstoppable.
Eyebrow point. I won't let those consequences stop me.
I won't let those consequences stop.
Side of the eye. Clearing the fear.
Clearing the fear.
Out of the eye. Releasing the doubt.
Releasing the doubt.
Out of nose. Setting myself free.
Setting myself free.
Out of mouth. It's okay to do so.
It's okay to do so.
Collarbone. I can do so.
I can do so.
Out of the arm. And I'm doing so with love.
And I'm doing so with love.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions?
That was good.
Yes, you are.
Yes. The last time we tapped, my head was blowing off. You probably don't remember, because maybe a lot of people's heads are blowing off. But at least I'm not, my head isn't blowing off this week.
Good. Keep allowing yourself more and more freedom to not have it even go anywhere near that. Just allowing yourself to feel good.
I'm still tapping.
Okay. You deserve to feel good. It's your birthright.
Good.
And that frees you up to share more of who you are for the benefit of other people. And that's good, too.
Share more of who I am for the benefit of other people.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Felt like there was another question coming, but
okay.
One of those pregnant pause things. All right. Well, thanks, Elaine, for tapping along. That was lovely. Enjoy. Remember, you can always re-tap it anytime in the archives once. Whoop. Once it's up. And good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Enjoy the
quick technical question, Nicole. How, for folks listening who might want to go back and tap along with this again, how do they access that? How do they search it or find this call?
Well, it's on the home page until it's archived, and then it's in the archive, which is in the archives tab.
Mm-hmm.
And also they can go to the search bar and just put in, today's date and EFT.
Okay.
And that's at the top left of every page. Yeah, it should be accessible fairly easy. If not, send us an email. We'll help you. We have time. 1,000 emails a day, no problem. But, it should be fairly easy. If not, if you're really stuck, send us an email. All right. Do we have time to take another quick question, do you think? Or?
Probably not if we're going to, not if you want to do it. Guided imagery.
Got to do that. I know. We can't not do that. That just sets the tone. It's like, setting the tone for the whole week. So that's a big moment.
Okay.
Well, would you like to jump right into that, Ben?
Before we do, so everyone go ahead and be tapping either collarbone or different points. I'm going to address one thought. As we're going through this, I know that for whatever you might be, anything that might be causing you suffering, if you're experiencing physical symptoms, and it feels very real. And so when I'm saying these things, it might sound like, what are you talking about? I'm not making this up. I'm really experiencing these symptoms. I'm really experiencing this discomfort. And, you know, don't just tell me that I'm going to tap on my face and it's going to be gone. I'm not here to say absolutely that that's what's going on. You know, I'm not saying, no, it's all in your head. I mean, there are plenty of people out there who do say that. Everything you experience is all in your head. I just showed my teenage son The Matrix for the first time yesterday, in which, yes, it is all in your head. But it's not to be that, you know, that blatant. It's like, oh yes, just, you know, you just need to change your thinking and you're making this all up, and because then it sounds like it's psychosomatic. So I'm not trying to insist anything like that. What I'm saying is, instead, let's try on the possibility that this is what's going on, and that the reason we're experiencing the discomfort is that there's an underlying fear that says that it's safer to feel this than to not feel it, because without feeling it, there would be that freedom to go out and do something or get ourselves in all kinds of trouble. So it just feels, you know, finding out to what extent is it possible that any of the symptoms or circumstances that I'm experiencing right now, I might very well be creating, not because I'm bad or stupid, not because of some defect in me, but because the programming that I've gotten throughout the years, the way that I've put it all together and read it and understood it, it seems like it would make more sense for me to have this symptom, this experience, this circumstance, as uncomfortable as it may be, it's keeping me from something that's dangerous. You know, imagine being on the edge of a cliff, and you know, and there's strong winds that might blow you over, but you're strapped in with a harness that's got, you know, sharp objects in it. It's like, ouch, this harness really hurts. But part of you is saying, yeah, well, so would falling off the cliff. So it's this harness, you know, yeah, okay, it's not the most comfy thing, but it's keeping you from something that would be far worse. And then we can have, and then rather than getting angry at ourselves for that, then we can have compassion and go, okay, everything that I'm experiencing, I may very well be creating this with the most loving intention possible. You know, as uncomfortable as it may be, as painful as it may be, there's something inside me that's saying this is keeping me safe at some level. So I choose to love and accept myself. And in the process, look at, is it really necessary? You know, is there really a cliff there? Am I really in danger of falling off? You know, if so, is the cliff maybe only a sidewalk? It's only a few inches high. And, you know, if I let go of the harness and I go over, ooh, I took a, you know, couple inches step. That wasn't so bad. I can handle that. So, and then trusting that part of you will see, okay, it's more than 6 inches. It's a good 5,000 feet down. Okay, great. Then I don't need this harness. I can just choose to go away from this cliff and go someplace else. But I can make the decision consciously rather than being stuck in this place of I can't move, so I need this uncomfortable harness to keep me safe. So.
All right. Perfect. Excellent analogy. And Metaphors for the Soul with Brad here every Monday.
I love it.
So do I. I just love starting the week with you, Brad. It just makes my day. The whole week. Two weeks. You're here every second.
The synchronicity that's coming up, because like I have a monthly newsletter, and my newsletter came out on Friday. I read an article, and the article was an analogy about big stones in a field and clearing the stones so you can cultivate the field. And you can clear a big stone out, and it takes all day, and you come out the next day, and there's still a lot of stones there. And so you're thinking, there are stones in my field. And we don't allow ourselves to acknowledge, well, you did clear a big one. You know, even though you see more stones, they're not the same ones. You have cleared something. Anyhow, so I'd use that analogy. And then the next day, I was hanging out with some people, And some guy was telling a story. He goes, you know, there's an analogy I like to use when I'm thinking of this, and it's that I have a field that I want to cultivate, and I have to move the stones out of it. And I'm like, get out.